Blog Talk Radio.
Surround yourself with people whose eyes light up when they see you coming. Two, slowly is the fastest way to get to where you want to be. And three, the top of one mountain is the bottom of the next, so keep climbing.
Time to rise and shine with the Hair Radio Morning Show with Carrie Hines.
Hair Radio.
Welcome to the Hair Radio Show on Blog Talk Radio. He's the host with the most. Mr. Carrie Hines.
Good morning, and welcome to an all-new live edition of the Hair Radio Morning Show. We're the longest-running daily live broadcast on hair in the world, 25 years and counting. Now, on today's broadcast, we've got the latest in hair and beauty talk, great music, and much, much more. I must thank our Carafe Hair Products, Hair Nation Expo events, Salon TV Network, and all of our amazing advertisers who are responsible for getting this episode on the air. Now, if today is your first time tuning in, thank you. And remember to press 1 to make a live comment or shout-out during the show. We're here each weekday from 6 to 9 a.m. Eastern, 5 to 8 Central. Now grab your cup of coffee and enjoy today's show.
Do you love a man with a well-groomed and sexy beard? Men, do you suffer from patchiness or irritation and want a fuller beard? Well, let me introduce you to the hottest beard care products on the market. Rugged Evolution features 16 amazing balms, oils, shampoos, and accessories. Our products are sure to meet the demands of all your beard care needs. For more information, go to RuggedEvo.com. That's RuggedEvo.com.
And remember, Rugged is the new smooth.
Good morning, everybody. I am Cammy Love, Kid Entrepreneur, and I made a book about children's hygiene and hygiene in general and kids going to the hair salon. You should buy my book, and I encourage you to buy my book because it is inspiring to young child authors. And it is inspiring to young girls and young boys and
That's
young
right.
children.
That's 11-year-old author Cammy Love and her book, Cammy's Spa Party. It's on sale today at Amazon. Pick up this amazing book for young minds, Cammy's Spa Party.
Coming soon. Don't miss the brand new Hair Radio streaming network show, I Love the 90s. Take a listen back to interviews of the biggest names in music, including CeCe Peniston. Tony Terry.
It's for real, what I feel.
And of course, Destiny's Child.
And tell me who, say my name
you. Tune in and enjoy the memorable moments with the Hair Radio and their lineup of amazing artists telling their stories, giving insights, and of course, talking hair and beauty right here on Hair Radio.
All right, you're listening to the all-new Hair Radio Morning Show. I'm Carrie Hines, and also for the Upscale Magazine Radio Network, we have some very, very special guests joining us today. Now, it's all about a brand-new BET Plus holiday movie. Now, it's called A Wesley Christmas, and we have some members of the cast who are with us today for the very first time, and we're so excited. Terrell Hill, Kevin Savage,
yes, yes.
And Rolanda Rochelle. Good morning,
yes.
Everybody. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning. Good.
Yes. Well, listen, I want to jump right on in and tell the folks first a little bit about A Wesley Christmas, because it's, you know, this is not all that often that we have these wonderful holiday movies that reflect folks of color. So I want to hear from Terrell. Why don't we just start with you? You play one of the younger siblings from the Wesley clan. So tell us a little bit about the movie and your experience today on working with everybody.
Well, as a really quick summary, Wesley's Christmas is about one big happy family that's just going through another holiday season. Everybody has their own individual plights and stories, but as we come together, we see all the stories collide. And I don't want to give up any spoilers, so I kind of want to keep it at that and let my other castmates expound. But I know for me personally, anytime I work with Octet Productions, I always have an incredible time. So major shout out to them and Bree with writing this entire project. And I had a great time. D.C. is my favorite city, so I was just grateful to go back to a second home, let alone like be working with so many incredible people. So I really had a great time working on the project.
So you guys shot out in D.C., is that correct?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Awesome, yeah. Awesome. Okay. And as Terrell mentioned, so the project was written by Bree West, and it's produced by Bree and Chuck West. So, and of course, directed by Patricia Cuffey Jones. And we're so excited. And so many, you have a cast. This is a cast. Wow. Okay.
Yeah.
Terrell, we're going to be definitely checking in a little bit more and get some more details from you. Terrell Hill starred also in a few other projects that we are familiar with. So Judas and the Black Messiah, and stars Step Up, amongst other things. So this is really nice. Kevin, just chatted with you a little bit before we went on mic today. You play one of the older siblings there in the Wesley clan for A Wesley Christmas. What can you tell us about your character, Kevin?
Well, first off, you know, I've got to give a shout-out to Bree and Chuck and our Tech Productions, because without them, we would not be here, right? So
yeah.
Shout-out to those guys. My character, Chris West, he's very responsible, I might add. So there's a lot that's going on. I can't give out spoilers like, you know, Terrell said, but I will say that we got some beef, me and my little brother. And as the movie progresses, you know, you watch it, you kind of can decide, you know, which side you want to be on. So I love that aspect of the movie. And we just have fun. That's like, he's like my little brother. You know, we worked together on a quad, which I never knew that that was his first project, bro. I didn't even know that.
Wow.
We got to work on a prod together. Yeah. So it was fun. It was fun. So, yeah.
Well, I cannot wait until everybody really gets a chance to see A Wesley Christmas. I really am excited about it for you guys. And also, I have to say, we're also being joined by Rolanda Rochelle. And I have to say, Rolanda, I just love your story. Now, you play Aunt Glow, Gloria Corbett. Now, what can you tell us about Gloria? Or shall we say Aunt Glow?
Glow, yes. thank you so much for having me or having the cast. So, yeah, Gloria is like, she's the sister friend, the auntie, and like the family friend to the Wesley family. And she brings, you know, she brings life to the party. She's also Sylvia, who plays, Sylvia is played by Jasmine Guy, so I'm like her best friend. And, yeah, she brings light. She brings the light. She brings the funny. And, you know, she brings the libation to the party. So she brings a lot of excitement. And she's also dealing with her own vices. You know, she's a widow. And the impact of her loss, you know, how she grieves. And, you know, that so many families can probably identify with, you know, with how we grieve and how, you know, why she does what she does. But, again, not to give too much away.
Exactly. We want folks to tune in to A Wesley Christmas,
yeah.
Okay?
Yeah.
But we love
that.
Yes. Yes. Awesome. And I'm also, like I said, I love all of your stories, guys. I love the stories, your actual stories and the story of A Wesley Christmas.
Yeah.
And I want to kind of talk a little bit about what it's like, you guys. You're working in the business. You're working in the industry. You come with experience. And you joined by to me, an all-star cast. I think this is amazing. You have some big names out there in this wonderful movie. You really do. So really quite exciting, you know, to talk about. It really is. So I want to talk about your actual Christmases, I guess, is the right way to say it. Terrell, let's circle back to you. So, as you know, we can't point out all the real things and drama, I'm sure, that's going on in A Wesley Christmas, so we don't want to give anything away. So I do want to ask you a little bit about your own holiday, you know, celebration, because I have to tell you, at my house, I think this movie, A Wesley Christmas, could have been written about the Hines family, okay, because, you know, every holiday there is something going on when we gather. And so tell me a little bit about that. How is it for you? Could you relate to some of the things that Todd, your character, experiences in the movie?
So Todd is a particular case where I can see some relativity, like some things that are common between me and Todd, but I don't think me and Todd operate the same way. We may think the same way and take the same type of, like, what's the word I'm looking for, risk, when it comes to things that we believe will work, and I'll just leave it at that. But outside of that, yeah, I don't really move how time moves.
That's but a real good teaser for us. We gotta see this movie now.
He's not wrong. You know what I mean about a lot of the stuff that he's dealing with. But at the same time, if it's about how me and my family get down, there's a lot of similarities. Obviously, it was a Christmas movie without a Christmas dinner, right? So you might see that in the movie, but we definitely have that going on in our crib. A lot of long walks with cousins before meals, if you know what I mean. That's cool, too. A lot of good
before
vibes,
the cranberry sauce is thrown.
A lot of arguments over who's actually going to wash the dishes.
Exactly.
The household, just like any other household, trying to keep the positivity because we all go through things. Our family has taken a few losses in the last 5 to 10 years that we can all point to that would make holiday seasons a little tough to go through, much like the Westerns have something in the way of their celebration. But, you know, that's the best part about Christmas movies. We bring people together in times that we need family, and Wesley's have a great way of bringing everybody together. You know what I mean?
So,
watching a Christmas movie is the perfect Christmas tradition.
Exactly.
know, all of that's alive in my house.
Awesome. So, Kevin, I have to turn to you, Kevin Savage, who plays, again, the older brother, Chris. So, Chris Wesley. So, tell us about your experiences. Were you a fan of holiday movies growing up?
Absolutely. I mean, my favorite one is just Christmas. And so, you know, it's this whole thing about, you know, coming together and just the spirit of it, and just really connecting with people that you hadn't seen throughout the year, having a good time, just letting it be organic. And I love to eat. I can eat. So the fact that my grandma who raised me, I mean, she cooked like crazy. So, like, you know, I'd be eating all day. And I was always
really
skinny.
Kevin, you are from Philly. So Kevin Savage is from Philadelphia. Yeah, so you talk food is what, and I'm from Philly, folks, and know out there are fans, but Philadelphia is all about food. Food and family. So, you know, it's the city of brotherly love. You know that. So awesome.
Yeah.
And it seems like you guys have all carried this with you down to the Atlanta area. And so real excited. Rolanda, I got to ask you, being a Texan, you were born out in Texas and moved over to Atlanta, like I just mentioned, with the cast members of you guys out there. So what can you tell us? Because, you know, pursuing your dreams, I think when I was reading over your story, it really hit me because I said, my gosh, to really pursue your dreams at whatever age, I think is important. And so I loved how it was all worded. What do you say to folks who may be a little bit reluctant to, you know, to pursue their dreams? What do you say to folks out there?
I think... To answer that question briefly, because I can go on and on. I just think once we reach a certain age, we tend to give up on that childhood dream, whatever that is.
Mm-hmm.
And then it comes to – it's revealed once you realize how much time you have on this earth and how much time you've wasted. So, especially when you start to retire, it's like, okay, so what am I going to do now? You know what I mean? So, with me, my dream came to fruition after my divorce, and I felt like at this point, this is an opportunity for me to live. You know, let me just accomplish those dreams that I've always wanted to, you know, those things that I've always wanted to do, and acting was one of those things. And it helped me combat my fear of public speaking. And it just kind of snowballed from there. I did some theater and, you know, and people saw and I saw, I can really do this thing because I have experience that I can bring to the forefront, you know. After a certain age, you got a lot to pull back from, you know. It's one of those things that I feel like if you have a dream, as long as you have breath in your body and God allows you to live, why not go for it? It's just not for the young folks. And my job is to prove because there is a God.
Exactly. Awesome. Rolanda Rochelle, everybody. Aunt Glow.
Thank you.
Aunt Flo plays Gloria Corbett. Okay, on the Wesley Christmas. Okay, I've got to say, because and once I heard that you guys were coming to Upscale Magazine Radio and to my show, the Hair Radio Morning Show, I was kind of blown away because I'm always wondering about the influences of how did you, you know, like we were just talking with Rolanda and she's telling us about what her motivation was. I have to ask you guys, Terrell, who were some of the influences for you? Who were some of the folks who kind of made you say, okay, this is what I want to do? And I know they want me to wrap it up soon, but I'm going to push a couple of minutes. We're not going to tell anybody.
You know, I'll have to obviously give love to my mother who has supported me in every decision, but I have to shout out two men in my life that in particular provided a safe space for me to really put my time into this craft. My stepfather, Archie, Big Archie, he was the first creative I ever met. He's the first person to put me in the studio. He's the first person I ever knew that I had any acting experience. He's the first person I knew I'd been on TV, and I met him in like 2006. And between 2008 and 2009, I was in the studio recording, and a lot of new things opened my mind in the realm of possibilities. So thank you to Big Arch. But mainly, I have to say my older brother, who unfortunately passed away in 2018, was the actor in the family. Yes. Yeah, he was the actor in the family. He was the person who had been acting. He'd been playing instruments. He went to school for opera. He was a 4.6 GPA genius. And
amazing.
Unfortunately, he lost his life to cancer in 2018. And I
very
just kind
sorry.
Of don't let it go by where I don't put as much effort into my craft because I know if he was here, he would. And if he would have had the option to be here, he'd be probably a lot further along than many people, you know. So the least I can do is try my best. So for Archie and my brother Ted, I gotta put on.
Absolutely. Well, thank you for that. Wow, amazing. I have to say, and Kevin, what about yourself, sir? Anybody you want to shout out to? Anyone who's influenced you? You want to talk about?
Definitely. I mean, I was adopted. I was adopted at the age of two. Found my parents about 13, 14 years ago. Found my mother. On a Tuesday, found my father on a Thursday, all in the same week. And I went through that process with my twin sister, Artie Savage. Shout out to her. She's my heart, my light, my joy. She's always believed in me when I didn't believe in myself. She's always pushed me to go further, and I love her. So I would say she's the one that's been more, you know, the most impactful in my life.
Wow. I have to tell you guys, boy, you, I see why, in part, you were selected for this movie. I see it. I can hear it. Rolanda Rochelle, what can I say? You just do it, you know, your story itself is a testimony about following your dreams. Now, what do you say? And I'm going to ask the others. First, let me just ask you really quickly your influences. And then what do you say to, you know, the kids who come up and are so happy to see that you're doing what you're doing? What kind of advice do you give them?
As an influencer, I've always said you're going to get old, as they would say. Every day we're aging, and we should not allow age to limit us. So
right.
I just want to be that example to give kids something to look forward to. And
yes.
People that are my age and older, give them an example just to show, instead of just saying it, I'm actually living it. So I can tell them, but I'm actually proving that it is possible to live out
yes.
your dream. And don't allow anybody to dictate your life. When you're in this industry, people put limitations on it. Oh, you want to be an actor? That's crazy. Or you want to be an artist? Oh, that's crazy. But somebody has to do it. we have to be entertained. So my advice is just don't put any limitations on yourself. Just go after your dream. God gives us a purpose. We have gifts. And if I just don't want to be on my deathbed regretting, you know, this is something that I've always wanted to do and I never fulfilled it. So there's so many people in their grave wishing they could have done, you know, whatever it is that they wanted to do, but they allowed society to dictate that for them. So my
exactly.
advice to them is just live your life. live it.
Exactly. And that's what it's all about. Well, on that note of Wesley Christmas, it's again BET Plus. What a great holiday movie for the whole family. We are just shouting out everybody. I want to take a moment to shout out the folks behind. First of all, they have an entire cast of folks, plus the folks behind the scenes. We're shouting out everybody from hair and makeup, everybody. We love all the folks who help to pull things like this, because projects, they're, you know, it's a whole lot of folks that work on these projects. So,
oh, yeah, for sure.
We want to make sure and take a moment. Exactly. And I want to also, as I said, it was written by Bree West and the producers, Bree West and Chuck West. And, again, director Patricia Cuffey-Jones, sending her all our best. And, again, today my guests right here on the show, Terrell Hill, Kevin Savage, and Rolanda Rochelle. So, again, I'm Carrie Hines. And thank you, guys. Outstanding job. You guys are radio
experts. Thank you so much.
Cool. All right. Glad to have you guys. Awesome. All right, folks. Thank you so much. All right. Keep it right here. We've got a lot more to get to this morning on the Hair Radio Morning Show. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Root Rock Salon. Healthy roots, healthy hair. Our expert stylists will help you shine naturally beautiful. We offer everything from hydrating shampoo, conditioning hair mask, oil steam treatments to lock in the cuticle, and an array of natural styles and programs to promote healthy hair growth using professional products. Book your consultation today online at RootsRockSalon.com. Visit us at 72 Harrison Avenue, West Orange, New Jersey, or call us at 973-957-7800.
Oh, we know, Carrie, we're dealing with producer extraordinaire. So when we're dealing with you, Carrie Hines, it ain't no such thing as it's going to be aight. No, it's never going to be aight. It's always going to be excellence, Carrie.
That's
what you do, man. You bring out the excellence in all of us. You make us step up to the plate. And you bring out us being professional at doing this. That's what you do, man. I mean, you know, that's what you do. Wouldn't you guys agree with that?
Absolutely. I agree, and I think it's trusting Carrie too. Like, you can't open up or can't be 100% honest if you don't trust the host or trust the person who you're dealing with. And I think that's the camaraderie that's there. Everybody trusts Carrie, and then we trust each other.
Attract what you expect. Reflect what you desire. Become what you respect. And most of all, mirror what you admire. Well, those are some of the amazing words that I have found in my travels and online. And I just thought it would be great as a way to inspire the Hair Radio Morning Show fans in the mornings, in the early mornings, with these incredible words to help set your day going in the right direction as part of our Let Your Spirit Soar. So we're going to share these as we kind of move along from day to day and so much more. Thank you, and stay tuned.
I'm Maggie Anderson. I am the creator of the Empowerment Experiment and the author of Our Black Year, my family's year-long stand, completely living off of Black-owned businesses. When we decided to take on this public pledge, we had no idea how hard it would be. There was only one Black-owned grocery store in all of Illinois, and that grocery store closed 5 months before we finished our year. And I have two little girls. There means no fresh milk, no fresh meats, no fresh produce. But I put them through that because we took the stand and we wanted really to do something extreme out of love for our community, to expose how few Black businesses there still are, to refute negative stereotypes about Black-owned businesses, and to expose economic injustice that still persists in America. after the year, I decided that I could not go back to corporate. I could not go back to law. I've made this issue of economic racism and really trying to create economic empowerment in our Black community my life. The Black hair care firms, they sustained the civil rights movement. Black women created these companies, huge, thriving companies, and we needed that. We talk about Black Wall Street now because we shine a light on what happened in Tulsa. Most Black neighborhoods were anchored by these Black Wall Streets. And if we could bring that back, America would be better. I'm not saying bring all of it back. That would probably be impossible. But we can bring Black hair care back. There are great Black hair care companies that exist, Black-owned hair care companies that exist right now. And it would be wonderful for, in America, just like other groups own their culturally relevant products and industries, that the Black community can own the biggest Black hair care brands, that the Black community can own Black beauty supply stores. 3% of the beauty supply stores in Black neighborhoods, and Black people know what I'm talking about. If you go into a Black neighborhood, you're going to see a beauty supply store, and they're going to sell all the Black hair care products that only Black people use, and they are not owned by Black people. So I've issued the Black-owned hair care challenge, just asking everyday folks to say, hi, my name is Maggie Anderson, and I accept the Black-owned hair care challenge, and tell the world that from now on, if I'm going to buy Black hair care products, I'm going to make sure it's from a Black-owned company.
You're listening to the Hair Radio Morning Show. I'm Kerry Hines. Now, we have a very, very special guest with us today. He's from the world of music and writing. Mr. Matthew Knowles, I want to welcome you to the Hair Radio Morning Show.
Hey, good morning, Kerry. You know, I've been very fortunate and blessed to have done a whole lot of entrepreneurial types of ventures. And one is for 18 years, I co-owned and co-managed the number one hair salon in Houston for a number of years called Headliners Hair Salon.
Is that really? Well, we
I actually published a hair styling book, Kerry, called Hair International back in the late 80s and early 90s.
Oh, we have got to talk about that. we got to figure out how you and I should have said music and the literary world on top of everything else. But how in the world did you get from the hair industry into the music industry, or are they kind of like one and the same as a lot of folks believe?
Well, for me, you know, I was in corporate America, and Tina, my former wife. I asked her one day what was her passion, and she said her passion was doing hair and making people beautiful. And I said, why don't you go to school, and when you finish school, we'll open a hair salon. And that's what we did. And that hair salon, we used one of the principles that I had learned, because I was selling diagnostic imaging to the medical. And I kind of use, when you go to a doctor's office, they ask you, you know, fill out all these forms, you know, why are you here, tell us your history, and then the nurse comes and takes you to the room, and then she weighs you and takes your temperature and asks you why you're there and do your blood pressure. And then a doctor comes, and he looks at that on the door before he walks in. He looks at your patient history and why you're there. What your vitals are, and he's made a decision right there, what you need, he comes see you, and then when he finishes, which is the quickest part of it, is when you see the doctor, he leaves, and then he writes a prescription. And I use that same concept in our hair salon, exactly, having many assistants. The stylist never left the chair, and I thought it was malpractice if a licensed cosmetologist did not continue and complete the service. And that service is home products for the customer. And so maintenance, home maintenance.
Like, yeah,
so that was our philosophy at Headliner.
Wow. Well, first of all, thank you for sharing that. And you helped to add a whole different layer to this today, and we're so excited about it. Thank you very, very much. Now, I have to say, along the line, so the music, how did you get into producing music? I understand that you had, you know, I call it that whole passion for excellence and working for others and so forth and having that entrepreneurial mindset. But is that what kind of led you into music? How did you get into the production of music and that whole aspect?
Well, the production of it, you know, that's, as an executive producer, you oversee everything from the studio, the travel, all of the paperwork that's involved. And also, occasionally, I had the opportunity to co-write Survivor and a couple of other songs with Destiny's Child. And you get into, just over time, and I've been in this field over 24 years now, and you pick up every aspect of it, every aspect of it. And if you're passionate and you love it, then you want to learn every aspect of it. And that's what passion does. And, you know, that's my new book, DNA of Achievers, you know, the 10 traits. The first one is passion. You know, are people doing, who's listening right now, are they doing what they're passionate about? Are they doing it for money? It's a big difference.
Well, you know what, let's talk about the DNA of Achievers and the 10 traits. We're not going to give all the traits because I'm going to do like Barbara Walters. We learn from the best. Don't give the top trait just yet. We're going to save that for the book. We want you to pick up this book. It's the DNA of Achievers. Now, the 10 traits of highly successful professionals. You mentioned passion. What are some of the, you know, how do folks recognize their passion? We do tell them that. We tell everyone, you know, pursue your passion. But how do you know what your passion is? You have any tips for that?
It's a very simple step. What is that one thing? And the key word here, Carrie, is one thing. Because the mistake most people make is they all over the place. They love this. They love hair. They love fashion. They love makeup. They love da-da-da. You know, that one thing that you become really, really good and maybe even become great if you focused. So what is that one thing that energizes you, excites you, that you go to bed at night thinking about, wake up in the morning, can't wait to do it? And sometimes it's something that nobody even knows because you're embarrassed or ashamed to say, this is really my passion. And I tell everybody, I don't care what that one thing is, if you strive towards getting that one thing right, it will change your life, because if you are passionate about something, then it coexists with work ethics. Because when you are passionate, you don't work. You have fun all day doing what you love. That's why I really focus in on passion. What is that one thing that you just excites you? You could just go running out the door right now because it gives you that much joy and fulfillment inside.
We love that. Now, I do have to ask you, what's that one passion thing for you, Matthew Knowles?
Educate and motivate in the areas of entrepreneurship and music business. I've done it all my life. Educate and motivate.
Wow.
And welcome back to the Hair Radio Morning Show. Carrie, over to you.
Hi, everybody. This is Queen Tree, and I'm shouting out the Hair Radio Show with Carrie Hunt.
Crystal Jones Vaughn of Assuage Hair and Body, and I love the Hair Radio Show.
Hello, everybody. I'm Valerie from Validate Your Beauty. I am giving a shout-out to the Hair Radio Morning Show, Carrie Hines.
Did you know that the Hair Radio Show with Carrie Hines is the longest-running radio broadcast on hair and beauty talk in the world? It's a broadcasting hair industry institution. Be a live guest on air and join our long list of amazing celebrities and hair and beauty industry luminaries who've all been on our show. Give our office team a call at 833-402-8882. Again, that's 833-402-8882. Or visit us online at hairradio.com, because you haven't made it until you've made it to Hair Radio.
Buy your favorite scented candles at Divine Energy Luxury Candles. I'm Carrie Hines. Divine Energy Luxury Candles create an unmatchable ambiance and can immediately enhance your mood. They offer an array of original scents made with coconut soy, hand-poured love. Fill your home and soothe your senses today. Order from DivineEnergyCandles.com.
Are you a stylist, barber, nail tech, or involved in personal care on any level? Are you good at what you do? I bet you are. And as being as good as you are, that leaves you less time to handle your clients. I mean, as far as booking appointments, product sales, pricing, and all that. Well, I have something that'll help you on that end and still allow you to be great. ChairWatch. It's a new mobile booking platform that allows your client direct access to you. It'll allow them to book, change, cancel appointments, place themselves on standby, buy products, and even be able to send you direct messages. And that is just a taste of all the services that ChairWatch provides. Sounds good? Then check it out at ChairWatch.com, or you can download the app via the Apple Store or Google Play. ChairWatch, a new and better way to connect with your clients.
You're listening to the Hair Radio Morning Show. I'm Carrie Hines. Now my very, very special guest with us is Mr. Will West. Now, he is the founder of the amazing ChairWatch app. It is my pleasure and honor. I believe it's your first time, Will, being on the Hair Radio Morning Show. Welcome.
Thank you very much. Yes, it is my first time, hopefully not the last. And I am excited to be here. Thank you for having me.
Yes, my pleasure. Well, good morning officially. Now, I have to say, first, let's just jump on in. Tell everyone, what exactly is the ChairWatch app all about?
Well, the ChairWatch app is, at its core, a mobile booking app. So if you're a stylist, if you're a nail tech, if you braid hair, if you do lashes, anything that you do in the beauty field that you have clients for, we are your mobile booking app. So that's at its core. But, of course, we have so much more. When you look into the app, it has so many features that will help build your business and build your brand. You know, you won't really want to go anywhere else after you download this app. So ChairWatch is just a great tool for the seasoned veteran or the brand new person launching out into the beauty world, perfecting their craft, and wanting to have their clients and the public be able to book their calendars and utilize their services. And we also have a place for products on our app. So it's just a great mobile booking app and software all around.
So much more than that, Will. I'm going to have you to really go in and tell these wonderful fans who are going to just love this. Let me just tell you officially, I just really started going in just yesterday again and refamiliarizing myself, and I'm just blown away. I absolutely love it, and I see all the beautiful designs, what you've done with it. It's extraordinary. It's not like any app I've seen, especially for the hair or folks who are into this wonderful, wonderful opportunity to book, to have folks, you know, their clients and customers booking for, you know, to make appointments with them and so forth. So I want to go back a little bit. Now, I love that you mentioned that you can put products. A lot of these folks listening right now, we have amazing hairstylists all over the country who, and the world for that much, who would love to register on the Chair app, so on ChairWatch app. So please tell us a little bit more. What kind of, so you can put your products there? How does that work?
So, yes, first of all, we are available. So if anybody wants to check it out or download it, we are available on Apple and Android platforms. So you can definitely download it at any time. So with your products, right, so when somebody is booking an appointment, a stylist, you know, has somebody who wants to get their hair braided or done or anything, oftentimes stylists have products that will also adjoin with that type of service. So maybe there's a nail polish that you should have or a sealer or a scalp oil. So now when a stylist is setting their app up and setting up that service for their client to book, we also have products right alongside that you can just add on. So now your client is looking at their style and they're seeing what they need to maintain that style or the health of their hair, scalp, or presentation of their nails, or it could be a foundation for a makeup artist. They can have that. It's almost like a menu we've created. So they're getting their style and their product right there so they can book it. And when this, when their client shows up, they get their style done, and they also are able to pick up the products that they already purchased. And the beautiful thing about the ChairWatch app is these purchases are made at the time of booking. So when somebody books you through ChairWatch, you know that that's a solid booking. It's not like they're just booking your time. Your clients pay for it in advance or leave a deposit. So whenever you get a notification from ChairWatch, you're excited because you know that is a solid booking that's upcoming.
That is amazing. So essentially what happens, the a person who goes on, they download the app, which again, I want to make it clear to everybody, it's the chair watch, like a chair you sit in, and kind of like a watch on your wrist, so the chair watch app. Before going...
Now, wait, you said something really cool right there. You said something really cool. Do you get that? Like, that's actually the chair watch. So everybody's watching your chair for availability and time to book. Like, that's how we kind of came to the
I was about to... That was my question. You actually... We must have ESP this this morning. That was really my question. Where did you come up with the name Chair Watch? So I get it now. Wow. That is amazing.
Yeah, yeah.
Wow. So the Chair Watch app, and you did say it's available for download pretty much where you get your apps from for your cell phone. I just am blown away. What I love about it, like I said, is the thought that has gone into creating this. So where did the inspiration, though, come from? I got the name, but what inspired you to create this?
Well, I was looking to get my hair cut, and my barber has since become very famous. He owns like 2 shops, one in New York and one in Florida. So it's hard to, you know, to get my hair cut whenever I actually want it. So I'd have to like schedule with him. But I could never really see his schedule and his availability unless I'm calling or texting. So he's either in travel or he's got somebody in the chair. So I was like, I really need to find out how I can see his availability. So I said, why is this not available? Like, why can't I check this out? So I decided at that point that I wanted to have something like this for the beauty world, for the entrepreneurs, for people that have clients. I saw it being so much broader than just for the, just for barbers. And then when I started really digging into the app and what I wanted it to be, I saw that there was so much more that entrepreneurs wanted just besides a calendar that somebody can book. Like, you have to let me know, Carrie, whenever you want me to get into these features. I have like 7 or 8 of them that are absolutely amazing and that hardly nobody has. So when we get to that point, it's going to be juicy.
I cannot wait. And I think this is absolutely awesome. Now, how can folks start to find out more? I guess the best thing you can do is download the app. It's free to download. So tell everybody again how to do that.
Download. It's definitely a free app to download, and I was going to say this for the end, but why not now? Not only is it a free app to download, but listen to this. We are changing this whole mobile booking game up right now. So there are no subscription fees for this app presently. So if you're able to get on now and download it, it's a free download and then no subscription fees. Everybody knows that there are subscription fees for all mobile booking apps presently.
Right.
At least 99% of them, right? So right now, if you get on, we're not going to have any subscription fees for, I would say, maybe, you know, let's say we can do it for 2 to 3 months, and then when it starts to really flood in, you know, we'll see what we do then. But right now is definitely the time you want to jump on.
So take advantage of it, folks listening right now to this broadcast. Again, if you just joined us, you're listening to the All New Hair Radio Morning Show. I'm Carrie Hines, my very special guest. Now, he is the founder of the ChairWatch app. And again, this is a mobile booking app, which is just extraordinary that he is explaining to us. And I'm just blown away where they can kind of, the clients can go on and book time with the stylist and look for a stylist and all that wonderful good stuff. And the professionals, the folks who are just interested in the hair and beauty industry will find this incredibly useful. So I'm just blown away, William West. Good job. Wow. So how has it been received? What have you heard from the folks out there?
Well, so far, everybody that we've had download the app really appreciates the detail that's within the app. When you open it up, you'll see how much care we put into what we want your clients to see when they see the app and see your services that are on display. So they love that. They love how simple it is to set up your store, because I've heard on some other apps, you know, it's really intricate, and, you know, the way you have to add certain services, you have to go on the web, you have to get on a computer. So we're an actual true app where you can do everything from your phone. You can upload and create your description, and it will be displayed immediately once you press save. So we've gotten nothing but great reviews so far, and anything that stylists want to suggest, we're actually taking that into consideration and constantly bringing out new and improved features that, you know, that stylists want.
Well, I tell you, I am so hyped and honored. First of all, and I look forward to the Hair Radio Morning Show being one of those that is easily accessible through the ChairWatch. So I can't wait to talk with you about that one, Mr. Will West.
Okay.
We'll be chatting about that very soon, because I think it's the perfect partner for what you're doing. And to be able to put that out there and give folks the option of using Carapy products as a, you know, if they wish to use Carapy, this is a great way to introduce these items in terms of to the folks. And I just think it's wonderful. And we're going to do everything we can to promote this amazing ChairWatch app. And again, it's downloadable where you get your apps from. We are so excited. And again, the part where you mentioned about not having the fees that are associated with it for a period of time, so you need to take and act now. You really do get this app ASAP. So this is really amazing. Now, Will, I have to just switch gears before we let you go. I wanted to ask you about this. Being a man of color out here in the world and being an entrepreneur, how does this? You know, do you realize that you're doing something that is just amazing and being kind of like a trailblazer, if you will, or, you know, kind of setting the pace for, you know, young kids to come up after you? Do you realize how important I think this is that you're doing and what you're doing?
Well, the answer to that directly is it was yes and no. Like, I'm a New York City firefighter and by trade, so that also is very, like, you know,
amazing. And thank you for your service. Let us say that from the Hair Radio Morning Show.
Oh, thank you. So, you know, it's coming from that background. You know, it was definitely something that's in me to just take the, you know, bull by the horns and go forward with whatever your dream is. And this also was a part of it. And going forward in this you definitely feel it. You know, when I was creating the app and the business aspects and getting approved for to have a merchant, because we're aligned with one of the top merchants in the game. They're called Stripe, and they are the same merchant that is for Target, for Under Armour, for, you know, the top 500 in the world. So
for processing, they're wonderful.
Yeah, for processing. Yes, for your MasterCard, for your Amex, for Discovery. Like, that was huge for us because it took us a while to get approved. You know, they want to find out who you are, where you are. And we felt it. Yeah. We definitely felt like there was a little more intricate deduction going on with us, but we had all of our ducks in a row. We had all our information. Everything was pristine. So we had to be approved, but it was just felt really good to put ourselves in a position where we can go, step forward strongly, being a young African-American male with a dream to get this thing out to the world, you know?
Well, you have done just that. It's the ChairWatch app. It's out now. You can go ahead and download it. The ChairWatch app, it's a mobile booking app, and it's just, and like I said, and like you've been saying this morning on the show, this is really quite extraordinary. It's not, there are tons of free little things out there and things that are not quite as useful as you think. We like the idea, but once we looked at certain things that were out there already, not quite so pleased. But I have to tell you, I went in. And I'm at that point now. I have to go in and set up, which I'm, after talking with you today, I'm like really inspired to go set up my little store here. And I just love the color. I love the design. I love it. It's really done very, very well. So you could be very proud of yourself. Let me just go ahead and put that on out there.
Can I jump in and give you three features that you're going to absolutely love, that I think your audience is going to be in love with?
Yes.
Okay. So here it is, right? I'm going to let the cat out of the bag here. Okay, so number one is special requests. No app has this. So I imagine when you want to, you got to catch a plane, maybe it's the wedding season, anything that can arise, you need to see your beauty professional before their normal business hours or after their normal business hours.
Right.
Well, ChairWatch allows a stylist to actually create a special request appointment where their clients can get on the app, see the available hours, but if they do need them a little bit earlier than normal or a little bit later than normal, they can request a booking at that time. Now, we know that stylist time is money. So
right.
A stylist can allocate a certain amount of money
just
for an
special,
earlier than normal
wow.
appointment. Maybe it's 50, maybe it's 75.
Right.
So that's already built in. So once that client says, okay, I need you earlier, it'll say, okay, $50 for the early appointment and then whatever the service cost is. So stylists are loving that right there because we're monetizing their time and also allowing clients to be more flexible when they can book.
That's something
so that's
that needs to really be out there. We've got to make sure that folks know because that, to me, is a game changer.
Yes.
That's a game
yes.
changer. So we've
number
got to make
two,
sure folks are aware of that. Wow.
And so number two is the shareability. Every service that we have on our app is shareable. So you can just, for yourself, mind you, the stylist can share it, and the clients can share it. So imagine when you're getting your hair done or your nails done, and they're like, yo, your nails are fire. Where'd you get them done? The customer can actually go on your store, go to your service that you have, and share
it
directly
out
to the friend. So the word of mouth now becomes actual booking information. So once they send it out, their friends that touch the link, it automatically brings them to their stylist store and starts the booking process. So that word of mouth now becomes monetized. So
amazing.
Stylists really love that option that they can share. Imagine during prom season, you know, wedding season and Valentine's Day season. Everybody wants to know who did your hair, who did your nails, who did your braids.
It's two thumbs up. The Hair Radio Morning Show goes to the movies. It's our brand new Movie Talk radio segment. Listen live. Tune in right here on our broadcast for our unique review of the latest movie. Join us live on the air to chat. It's Movie Talk on the Hair Radio Morning Show. The Let Your Spirit Soar segment on the Hair Radio Morning Show is about getting your day and ours started with positive thoughts, well wishes, great quotes, and amazing affirmations. So if you have one you'd like to share, please send it through our Salon TV Network app, and we'll get it featured on the air. I'm Carrie Hines. You're invited to be part of our new limited radio broadcast series, Talking About Cosby. It's our chance to collectively delve into the life and career and legacy of Bill Cosby, right here on the Hair Radio Morning Show. Now, we've got great on-air commentators who'll be lending their voices to this complex man's story, and we want to hear from you. Our mid-show hour from 7 to 8 a.m. Eastern, 6 to 7 Central, it's your chance to call in and speak live on the air. Go to our Facebook page, The Hair Radio Morning Show, for complete details.
It's time to rise and shine with The Hair Radio Morning Show with Carrie Hines.
All right, we're back live. It is mid-show. It's Tuesday, November 15th of 2022. I am Carrie Hines, and it is our show number 786. It's show number 786 as we march towards our 1,000th show, and we'll be celebrating the 800th show mid-December, so we're just so excited, and to close out 2022, we got some things to talk about on today's show, all about that. But right now, I want to bring to the line one of my amazing co-hosts here on the network. We're talking about the incomparable Michael Hopkins, who you guys know best as the creator and host of the Vet Talk radio show that we produced right here for this network. Hopkins, Michael Hopkins, out of beautiful Spotsylvania, Virginia. Good morning. I feel like I sound like the old baseball game folks, you know, announcer. Good morning to you, Michael. Happy mid-show.
Good morning, Carrie Hines, and happy mid-show.
Yeah, folks, it's about 7:03. If you're on the East Coast, and we're shouting out everybody because we have listeners literally everywhere. I got to send a shout out to our Canadian Hair Radio Canada with Samantha, who runs the Black Beauty Cultural Association. She's also a very dear friend of our network, and we'll be talking to her soon as well. But they're an hour ahead, so they're on Atlantic time. And I'm here in New York, so I'm on the East Coast as well. So I'm in Brooklyn, New York. If today's your first time tuning in. So, Michael, I want to bring to the line, we have a very special, I call her, she's doing a drive-by today, just dropping in. She like, Carrie, I'll be on the show tomorrow. I'm like, okay, Takiya. And so we are so happy to bring back to the broadcast. She is just incredible. And her wonderful daughter that we just adore and appreciate here on the show. She's just 11 years old, her daughter, and she has a book called Cami Spot Party. We're talking about Cami Love, a young author who you guys have heard a commercial right here. Well, right now we're bringing to the line her industrious mom, who is just doing gangbusters out there. And Takiya Chase Smith is making a very special appearance today. So she's here to talk to Michael Hopkins and Carrie Hines and all of you guys out there about her appearance today, so a little later this morning. So, Takiya, we're going to see if we can get her in and on. Takiya Chase Smith, are you there this morning?
I'm here. Good morning, Mr. Terry Hines and Mr. Michael. How are you guys
doing? Good morning, and good morning.
We are doing great. Yes, it's great to have you with us live. Now, we're live this morning, folks. So, yes,
I'm
great
excited
broadcast.
To be here. I love to come to the show, so thank you for having me again.
Oh, absolutely. Yes, right, Michael? This is it's always something.
Yes.
Am I right? And don't we always love the commercial with her daughter on Katie Love, where you hear the I encourage you to buy my book.
Yes, it's encouraging me to buy her book.
Yes, exactly. Wow, we love it. So listen, I want to catch up a little bit to Kia. It's been a little while since you've been here. So bring us up to date. Now, you're doing something very, very important in just a little while. This morning, or a little bit probably early afternoon, but tell us all about it. So you're here to talk about a very special appearance. So I'm going to just turn it over to Takiya Chase-Smith. Takiya, take it away. Tell us all about it.
Thank you. So today I'm a platinum speaker and sponsor for She Said Yes to Herself Summit. The summit is about women who said yes to themselves to inspire by their upcoming book. The book is Together the Two Embarked on a – wait a minute. I'm trying to find a description. Okay, the summit is going to challenge women to say yes to themselves in the areas of health and wellness, business, entrepreneurship, relationships, self-care, self-awareness, spirituality, and much, much more. The event is free, so there is no cost to register for the event, and it kicks off today at 10 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. And it ends at 3 for today. It's also tomorrow from 10 to 3. We have over 35 speakers that will be speaking and presenting to you all this morning and between this morning and tomorrow. You will get, when you register, you get free gifts for registering. You will be able to participate live with the different audience as well as the speakers. And you will get a copy of the replay. So you'll be able to watch it over and over again, grab your notepad and your pen, get ready to sit down and learn. One of the first things that we want to talk about when you come on to the conference or the summit is why you said yes to yourself. So you could be saying yes to yourself today for the very first time. You could have been said yes to yourself in 2020, 2017. Whenever you said yes to yourself, that you were going to put yourself first, and make a difference in your life before you can in anyone else's life. That's what we're here to talk about. The first time that I said yes to my – oh, go ahead.
Oh, no, please continue. The first time that you said yes to yourself, tell us all about it.
So the first time that I said yes to myself is when I was 17 years old and I became a teen mom, and I didn't let that make me a statistic. A lot of time in my era, a lot of times when you became a teen mom, you either dropped out of high school or you didn't finish or something occurred that you kind of gave up on your dream. Well, I was still able to accomplish my dreams as a young mother with my son. He's doing phenomenal, by the way, now. But that was my first time saying yes to myself. And then in 2018, I had to start my life completely over, retired from the military abruptly. And I had to figure out what I was going to do next. So when I joined at 17 up until 2018, I was the military. That's all I knew. And so I had to say yes to myself and create a new me so that I could be prosperous and do what it was that I was called up to do. So I said yes to myself those two times, and I'm excited to hear why everyone else is saying yes to themselves.
Wow. Well, I have to jump on in and ask you a little bit about this. First, I just want to kind of remind everybody. Now, this is She Said Yes. So it's like an online summit for women today. Kicks off today, and it'll be today and tomorrow. And I think you said, like, for the hours start. So from, like, between 10 and 3 today. And you want to catch. Now, what time will you be kind of making your grand appearance on the wonderful summit?
Yes, yes. So I come on at 1:20. So if you log in about 1:10, you'll be able to catch my entire session. And I go from 1:20 to 1:45. So log in about 1:10 and stay on as long as you like.
Absolutely. Now, where do folks go to log in? Well, how do they do that?
So they have to register. So you send an email to She Said Yes to Herself at Gmail. Subject line, put register, and then put Takiya Smith. So you can say Takiya or Takiya Smith, as long as you have my name in there. So when she sends the link back to you, we know that you were registered, you heard it from me. So She Said Yes to Herself at gmail.com, subject line Takiya or Takiya Smith, register. And then you'll get your link to the Zoom. And again, it starts at 10 a.m. Eastern Standard Time.
Now, I love this because you'll be doing a couple of these appearances, and we're going to bring you back here every time. So you're going to hang out with us for a little bit. We got you to like about 7:30 or so this morning. So Takiya's going to kind of hang out there and be our guest co-host this morning, Michael, as we kind of move along. But first, Takiya, I just want to go back just a tad. You mentioned about your 17-year-old self becoming a mom. And I was just thinking back, I do remember back in the day, you're right, it was kind of perhaps in some communities may have been frowned upon to be out there, and folks had expectations that if you became a young mother, that was pretty much it. And so you defied the odds. You really did. You defied the odds. But, well, you know, so I remember my great, my wonderful, wonderful niece who's passed on now. But I remember when she became a young mother in high school, and I remember my sister, her mother, stepped up to the plate. So did you have support like that? How were you able to kind of pull it all together? How did you do that so that you could, you know, pursue your dreams and become extraordinary leader in the community? So what did you do, Takiya? Tell us. Tell us.
Yeah, so I had help. I had my mom and my sister who took care of my son. My sister had my son for about a year and a half when I went away to Iraq to serve overseas. And so her and my mom played a very, very valuable part in assisting me with raising my son. So I joined the military, came back from basic training, AIT, and I was pregnant. So when I, because I was 17 years old, I joined the military at 17. And so after that, when I had my child, I remember my very first apartment, my mom told me, she said, two women can't live in the same house. So I said, okay. So I moved out within like 3 days. But she was always there. Like, she helped buy the furniture for the place, and she watched my son. She helped pay for childcare and food. So she really helped me out a lot so that I could, you know, take care of him and be able to do the military. The military was not child-friendly, like single-mom-friendly. When I first joined, sometimes they're not single-mom-friendly now, but they definitely were single-mom-friendly when I joined. And so you had, you know, the different work deployments and activities and activations, and I was like, okay, what am I going to do? But my mom and my sister, they would always step in and say, okay, I got them for this 2 weeks, you got them for that 2 weeks, or what have you. And my sister actually kept them, like I said, for the whole year that I was gone overseas. And he didn't understand, like, because he was about one when I left. And I remember when I got overseas and I called him for Christmas. And I was like, hey, boo, happy, you know, Merry Christmas. Did you like the toys? Because you can talk and they understand what you're saying. And he was like, hi, bye, and got off the phone.
Wow. Well, Takiya, I have to have Michael Hopkins jump in on this because I know, Michael, you are chomping at the bit. I can see you right through the microphone down in beautiful Spotsylvania, Virginia. Now, you talk of the military. We've got the king of the claim, the military, who is a veteran himself, Michael Hopkins. I'm going to have you to jump on in. I know you want to talk to Takiya because I'm hearing family, military family. I'm hearing all kinds of things that really shaped your life. So, Michael, take it away.
Yes, I definitely understand what you're talking about when it comes to being a single parent and being in the military, and it could be a journey all in itself, and it is so good that you had a support system. You know, when I was in back then, a lot of times you didn't see a support system with a lot of military people, you know, with females and single parenting and all that. Even with the males, a lot of people don't even think about that, but they were and still are a lot of male single parents. And it's gotten much better now. I mean, it really has. It's gotten much better now. But my hat goes off to you. Yeah, and I can't wait. So, like, that summit that you're talking about, that sounds like something that I would just love to just tune in on and listen to. And just because, you know, a lot of times it's information. It's powerful information. So it doesn't really matter, you know, the source all the time, but it's the powerful information. And that's what I love. I love someone such as yourself, especially being prime military, you know, because that's where my heart is. That's where my heart is, because us as former military people, we have so much as far as leadership and the endurance, and we have all of those things.
Yeah.
And we recognize those things, but sometimes the civilians don't. But, you know, I'm proud of you. I really am, and I'm so proud
Thank
of your
you.
Daughter. I can't
Thank
wait,
you,
you know, if with your daughter, I can't wait until she's in her 20s. And I hope that, you know, we still have contact.
Well, what do you,
you know,
mean
you
hope? Sophia's going to be right here. And we're all going to be our fans.
Yeah, that young lady is going to be a superstar.
Yeah.
She's going to be a millionaire plus. I already see it.
Yeah. She's just incredible. Now, Sophia, I want to turn back to you as well on this a little bit. Michael, thank you for that. Folks out there, let me just take care of this. If you're just tuning in, you're listening to the all-new Hair Radio Morning Show. I'm Kerry Hines. It is Tuesday morning. It's November 15th, 2022. It's our show number 786 as we broadcast live. So I'm real happy about that. My co-host, Michael Hopkins, is standing by. And, Michael, I just want to make sure that folks know that you yourself will be on with us throughout the morning, and then at 8:30 Eastern, 8:30 this morning, right here, so you don't have to change anything or what have you, Michael will be on with a special Vet Talk radio episode. So that comes up at about 8:30 Eastern, 7:30 Central time zone this morning right here on the network. So you want to stay tuned for that. And we'll talk a little bit later, Michael, in the next half hour about what is going to happen that's so special on the Vet Talk radio show today. But right now, our guest this morning is Takiya Chase Smith. And Takiya, I just love this because the last time you were here, you talked about forgiveness. Do you remember that whole talk we had? How does that play into She Said Yes, the special women's summit today? Can you tell us about that?
Yes. So when you forgive yourself, it allows you to open up the doors. So when you say yes to myself, you say yes to forgiving, you say yes to moving on, you say yes to loving yourself unapologetically. So all those things are built around that forgiveness. A lot of times that's where it starts at, or it in the middle, that's where you come back to. If you don't start with the forgiveness and you're like, okay, I'm moving on, I'm saying yes, you know, I'm doing better. Whether you're going to school, whether you're starting a business, whether you're still working in corporate America, whatever it is that you're doing and you're saying, okay, I want more. I want what's next for me. A lot of times they, again, revolve around the forgiveness, because at some point somewhere you were maybe hurt, let down, whatever the case may be, and you when you forgive, it opens up a whole new door, a whole new realm of success that you had no idea was even possible.
Wow, I'm loving this. Now, I want to ask Takiya, you're a member over at our Hair Radio online community. We nickname it HOC for HOC, the Hair Radio Online Community, where it's free to be a member. And so you guys looking to connect with Takiya can easily go there
you know, after the show wraps and all that stuff, and later today, or in the middle of the night, whenever you want, because it's all online. So simply at our website, which is this is how to register, it's free, at www.hairadio.com, and it's hairradio.com, but hair radio is spelled with one R in the middle. So again, it's www.hairadio.com. So, Taki, I want to say this because folks are always looking to follow up on you a little bit later. Now, today, this afternoon, they'll catch you at the She Said Yes Women's Summit, which is fantastic. Don't forget to register for that, as Taki mentioned. But at any time, you can become a member of the Hair Radio online community, again, at hairradio.com. And we have members in there, again. Simply go to the website and click on the membership tab. It says members. And if you are a member, you'll see all the other members right away. If you are not, it'll ask you to sign up. And you click on the sign up button. And remember, log in and sign up for two different things. So very important. And then just click on that and move along. And we have... Now, if you want to just read the articles, I love this, because, Takiya, you can go to the website at hairradio.com, and there's a big old blue button that takes you right to all the articles and the different categories and different subjects that they can read about. Everybody, you guys can read until the cows come home. You have the Hair Radio Morning Show at the top. You've got Michael's Vet Talk Radio Show with all different posts and different things to follow. And again, we're going to put something there for you and folks who can literally follow your page. So that's what we'll be working on as well and
Thank
coming
you.
Soon. Yes, but today what I'd like to do when we wrap up today, a little bit later this morning, we'll put together some special commentary that's just for those folks who are listening right now. And they'll be able to, if you go over to the Hair Radio online community after we wrap up today, we're going to put something there directly to you from Takiya. So this is going to be nice. And for anybody listening to this broadcast live, if you're listening live, we've got a free gift for you. So that's real nice. So we'll tell you all about that when you go over to Hair Radio online community and read Takiya's wonderful post that we're going to put up at probably about 11 o'clock this morning Eastern time. So you want to definitely check it out there. You go there, make a little comment, and you'll get a free gift. It's that simple. You don't have to buy anything. We will take care of that for you. So is that not nice? Is that not a nice offer today from the Hair Radio Morning Show? So I just want to remind
everybody. Thank you so
much. Yes. You got it. Takiya, just tell everybody again, today is called She Said Yes. Remind everybody again what that's all about and how they can catch up with that this a little later this today. So please take it away, Takiya.
She Said Yes to Herself Summit is about becoming a new you, a better you, accepting who you are as yourself and moving forward, whether it's start a new business or continue with the business that you have, relationship statuses, whether it's, you know, getting engaged, accepting that and saying yes, or marriage, whatever it is that you're holding on to, you're like, I don't know. Today is the day to say yes to those things. Today is the day to say yes, unapologetically yes. Start today at 10 a.m. We finish at 3 today. My portion is from 1, if you join at 115, 110 to 145, there are so many people, there's a celebrity that's going to be singing and serenading. I'm not sure of her time, but you want to jump in. If you register today, you get the replay. So you can go out and watch it at any time. Like I said, bring your binder with your notepad and your pencil so that you can take notes, because everyone has a story to share with you. And there are going to be some great takeaways and tokens. So register at shesaidyestoherself@gmail.com. Send an email there with the subject line register and Takiya.
Wonderful. And Takiya is T-A-K-I-A, which I just love that. Takiya, I want to ask you a couple things here. First, what does being connected to the Hair Radio Morning Show, what does that mean to you? Can you tell us?
I am just so excited to be in the presence of greatness. Being a part of the Hair Radio Network show, every time I tune in, I listen, I watch the feed, I'm like, oh, my goodness, I was on a platform with these people, and they are doing great things. Like, I was listening to the guy this morning who created the app, Chair, what was it?
Chair Watch. Yeah.
So, like, this is greatness, and I'm just excited to be a part of it. I'm excited that the Hair Radio is doing so much stuff in the community. The Hair Radio show is doing so much. Kerry Hines and the family are doing so much in the community. There's big things coming up. There are amazing stories and guests that are showed every day, Tuesday through Friday. So you can join from and watch from 6 to 9.
6 a.m., That's right, from 6 to 9.
Like I said,
We just appreciate you and adore you here, Takiya Chase Smith. I also want to remind you guys, if you're just tuning in, you may have missed what we played today. We kicked off this show, which I'm going to get this song back on because I just love her. She's a young Latina who's just out there doing some amazing things. Her name is Camila Cabello. So I want to kind of, this song that she has is all about Havana. My Spanish dialect is awful, so don't hold that against the song. You guys know her from the amazing, wonderful group called the Fifth Harmony that was out there before. We'll get that on in just a bit. But also, we played Beyonce's dad this morning, Matthew, who was a very special guest of mine on this very show. So Matthew Knowles was our guest. So if you play it back, you'll hear it. We'll share this whole episode a little later this morning. And also, we've had some, Maggie Anderson was on this morning. We've just had some incredible folks. Also, the cast of this new BET Plus movie that's playing right now called A Wesley Christmas. We had the cast who was on our show as well. So we're hanging in there. We're doing okay for radio, for online radio, I should say. So we're doing all right. And I just want to talk for a moment because this is important for you guys to know. Today is our show number 786. Michael Hopkins again will be along at 8:30 for the Vet Talk Radio. It's his episode number 9 in his second season. Now, Friday, we're talking about the 18th of November, 2022. That'll be our last episode until after Thanksgiving. We'll return back to the 3-hour live broadcast on Tuesday morning, November 29th of 2022. So, and that Tuesday, we're already booked up. So we've got a lot of stuff coming up and on the way. So I just wanted to make sure that I mentioned that. So in other words, the week of Thanksgiving, we're here otherwise, but the week of Thanksgiving, we are, like you, we're going to be in the kitchen making and baking a turkey. So please, just your time to listen to our wonderful partners over at upscalemagazineradio.com, where you'll be able to hear a lot of our classic episodes replay, as well as music and interviews. So you won't be far from the Hair Radio Morning Show, because all that week you can go over again. They're on 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. We handle their programming over at upscalemagazineradio.com. So definitely check them out while we're away. So coming up in the next half hour, and we're going to send you off okay, but I want to just say that in the next half hour, so about 8 o'clock Eastern, 7 Central, we have another live guest. His name is Kokai, and Kokai Olushola is a gentleman who's helping everybody get set up with their health insurance. So we're going to talk to him about that at about 8 o'clock Eastern. He's a live guest. And in about a minute or two, we're going to turn to our wonderful candle queen out of Jacksonville, Florida. So, Takiya, it's a busy day today, and for you as well. Again, we're going to send you off reminding everybody, Women's Summit, She Said Yes. Am I right?
Yes. She Said Yes Summit.
She Said Yes. So, again, one last time, Takiya, tell everybody how they can what time they need to check in with you, what time, and all that wonderful good stuff. Share that one more time on the broadcast, then we'll send you off.
Thank you. She said yes to her self-summit. Register before 10. Send an email to she said yes to herself at gmail.com. Register with Takiya. Catch me live from 1:20 to 1:45. You log in about 1:10. You'll be great timing. It will be recorded if you register. And come on, join us. Get ready to say yes unapologetically.
Well, listen, it doesn't get any better than that. We'll see you soon. And break a leg today. We appreciate
Thank
that.
You.
Break a leg, Takiya, okay?
Yes.
All
yes.
right.
All right. All right. We'll have Takiya Chase Smith, everybody. Check her out. Again, She Fit Yes Summit. Right now, here is that Havana song. I really love it. Stay with us. We'll be right back with the Candle Queen.
Hey.
Jack Deng. I am 27 years old and I've been modeling for 8 years.
Hi, my name is Nyakim Garowich. I am 25 years old and I've been modeling for 2 years. Hi, my name's Leomi Anderson. I'm 24 years old, and I've been modeling for nearly 11 years now.
Hi, my name is Kadia Diaz. I'm 21 years old, and I've been modeling for 2.5 years now.
This one girl asked me one time, she's like, is it true that when black people take a shower, or like the dark black people take a shower, the water don't touch your skin? Like, you don't feel the wet of the water in my skin, on your skin? And I was just like, huh? This doesn't make any sense to me. Like, you get in the water, you're going to get wet, despite of your black, yellow, purple.
One of the instances is where I was waiting at a casting for 3 hours. They'd seen my face. I'd been sitting there amongst the other girls. And when I finally got into the casting, they say to me, sorry, we're not looking for any African people. And I'm just like, well, that's 3 hours of my life I can't get back because of you, kind of thing. And I was just literally like to them, you know, if you're going to be racist, let me just tell you one thing. My heritage is Jamaican, but we're all from Africa. And they're just like, ah! I'm just like, really? Like, it's the ignorance is just like so shocking.
I had so many crazy experience with hair and makeup.
Being backstage and not having someone to do my hair right or do my makeup right makes me feel like I'm not represented. Like, no one just really cares about my skin color or my hair type.
Before I even had cut my hair like this, I used to have an afro. You know, you could do a lot with an afro. You know, you could even braid it or straighten it or curl it, but it was like, we don't know what to do with your hair. The texture is too nappy.
I always have to travel with a brush and gel. Because when I'm backstage, sometimes I have to do my hair or do my makeup. Well, it's not that they don't provide someone to do it, but they won't do it the way I like it, or it won't be, you know, what I want.
But I had an experience in Milan where I went through hell, basically. They glued in a whole head of extensions, they ripped them out, they blow-dried my hair, they straightened it, they put hairspray, and then literally he was just about to put, like, a really water-based gel on my hair, and I just turned around and I said, if you put this in my hair, it's going to make my hair go frizzy. And he literally just started going off, like calling me like the B word, telling me, who do I think I am? Who do I think I'm talking to? He can end my career in 2 minutes. And this is when I was 17 years old and it was in a room full of people. I felt so embarrassed and I was literally in tears. And that was when I really realized that, you know, being a black model is a completely different experience.
I was at this campaign and backstage they didn't know how to do my hair. So they felt like, basically they had a white hairstylist and this guy didn't know how to do braids and he just like parted my hair and did whatever he wanted with it and I wasn't happy with it.
Backstage, yes, absolutely, because not everybody has the correct products to use on dark skin, or maybe they do have it, but they don't think of the whole undertone thing, because, you know, I have a red undertone, even though I'm darker than most.
I feel like often black models have to redo their makeup, and I remember all, like, the black models coming to me because I was the only one with my makeup bag, like, Leomi, I need some powder, the stuff that they're putting on me, they're trying to say it's translucent, but it's white, like, help me out here. So, yeah, it's an instance that I've come across numerous amounts of time.
I feel like it's unfair because white models don't have to do it. I've been in a lot of backstage and it's only the black models that do that.
Most of the time, if a makeup artist doesn't know what they're doing with my skin, I just kind of want to be the teacher that they never had. Bring out my own, my little, you know, makeup bag and just say, you know what, as you can see, this is the same, but this has more red in it and this is just gray. So it's going to make my skin gray. But if you want, you can mix that with this and then we'll get the perfect color of mine. And it's like, oh, most of the time they listen. Most of the time they want to fight you on it.
When I would go to a show or photo shoot, you know, and then I would sit at a makeup artist's chair, you know, and expecting them to, like, put on a foundation, highlight, you know, concealer, you know, all the type of, all the stuff you do for makeup. And it's like, as they never have any products for me. You know, I was like, we don't know what to do. And it was like, oh, this is my favorite line. You don't need foundation. Your skin is so flawless. Like, no, you don't have the foundation. It's not that my skin is flawless.
In New York, a lot of makeup artists know how to do black skin, so we never really have that problem in New York. In London, they kind of are very well advanced out there, and they know how to do it. It's when you get to Milan and Paris, or like Spain, that they just like, oh my God, I finally got a dark skin girl, so here's my darkest makeup brand I've never used. You're like, no, right?
why is it that if a white model says, ah, you're hurting me, it's like, oh, sorry, babe, but me, it's like, oh, your grandma must have, I'm just like, no. My grandma has a nice soft touch, lies, because everyone knows that your grandma hurts your head, but she gets the job done, unlike them, so it's fine, you know? This guy goes, do you taste like chocolate if I lick you? I was like, what? He's like, you look like you taste like dark chocolate. So I just want to see, can I lick your hand? I was like, no, you're not going to do that. And he's like, why not? I just want to taste it. I was like, lick your hand and you tell me what that tastes like. And he did. And he's like, it tastes like skin. I'm like, that's what mine tastes like. Have a good day. The thing that really drives me is the fact as well that I don't know what the future holds. Every single day, every single season, we're seeing so much progression for young black women within all industries. So I'm like, if I give up now, who knows where I could be? I could be like the Oprah Winfrey of the fashion industry.
Brands are just trying to make black girls this trend, and it's not a trend. It's diversity, it's representation, it's everything. And it's sad, it's very sad.
I want to leave a good mark in the industry. I want to do something that's going to change a lot of people's lives and that's going to help the world, humanity. So the future is bright. The future is promising for us, and I think we all just have to stick together and work together because it's the only way we can make it further.
And welcome back to the Hair Radio Morning Show. Carrie, over to you.
Thank you, Angela. And yes, it's Tuesday morning, November 15th of 2022. It's our show number 786. Michael Hopkins from beautiful Spotsylvania is joining me on the line. And we are welcoming the Queen of Candles, Blue, who is the proprietor of Divine Energy Candles, a wonderful luxury line. Again, divineenergycandles.com. Blue, good morning. Happy Miss Show. Happy all
good
those.
Good morning,
ones.
Blue.
Good morning. Good morning, Carrie. Good morning, Michael. How are you fellas today? This beautiful day.
Yay.
Beautiful Tuesday.
And to all
yes,
of our fans. Yes, it's wonderful, wonderful today. So now, Blue, we've got to jump in. Folks love their scent of the day talk. And
yes,
that's me. I'm
yes.
raising my hand big time here. So, yes, and all the fans of the show, we love that. And I always try to remind everybody that we do this, and Blue comes on about this time each day just to kind of, you know, touch base and remind us of, you know, creating, shaping our day with something that's nice and uplifting. And your candle scents are the best way to do that. So Divine Energy Candles. Blue, take it away. What he's got for us today?
Good morning. Thank you, Carrie. Well, today
yes,
I figure we're going to start this beautiful Tuesday off with some mahogany shea. Yes,
ooh.
Mahogany shea.
Yeah. We need to be on the soap operas with all these things.
Mahogany shea.
Oh,
yes, this fragrance oil. This fragrance oil will wrap you in a warm blanket of earthy woods and creamy shea. Mm. A top note of sweet almond gives way to the light, nutty aromas of shea and coconut. Natural woody scents of sandalwood and cedar are smoothed out with light musk and tonka bean-based notes. The final result is that warm, cozy, and beautiful all year round.
It definitely got my attention, especially that mahogany shade. Whoa.
Yes, Michael. We're going to have our...
Yes,
our
go ahead, Blue.
I'm sorry, go ahead.
Yeah. Oh, no, you go ahead.
Our
top notes.
Oh, okay, sure. Our top notes are almond. Our lip notes are coconut, shea, and amber. And that base note is going to be cedar, sandalwood, light musk, tonka, and wood. Tonka bean and wood.
Wow.
Well, yeah, this is
now,
really, really
wow.
And earthy.
Yeah,
it's a nice
Blue.
Earthy tone.
Yes, exactly. Tell everybody what makes these top notes and middle notes and all the base notes, all this so important.
They are important because as soon as you put your nose, like if you have a lid on your candle, all my candles have lids. So as soon as my customers lift that lid, you're going to get that top note of almond right away. And then it's going to follow up with a coconut. You're going to smell that almond and coconut. You're going to smell that shea. And then when you light your candle, some base notes are going to seep up to the top, and that's when you're going to get your woodsy cedar, sandalwood. That light musk is going to hit you, that tonka bean, and that woodsy, smoky wood scent.
I'm just loving this. And so this
is
cool. Yes. So mahogany shea is the scent of
mahogany.
The day.
Yes, mahogany shea.
I love that. Well, anything mahogany.
Yes.
You have me at mahogany, too. I heard Michael comment. I was right there with you. I love it. I think it's one. No, really. All of the scents, because you have quite a bit. So if today's your first time tuning in, you might not realize that, yes, as I said, you know, we have great candle scent of the day, but also you talk of all the wonderful collection that you have. You have a lot of stuff over there, Blue. So
over
Divine 100,
yes,
candles.
I have over 100.
Wow.
Yes. And if I don't have something for my customer, I don't have any problem with getting it.
Yes, exactly. And
we
let me just
please.
Tell you something. Yes, and I'm a personal fan of your work. So please. Pick them up, and you'll hear Blue's commercial right here for Divine Energy Candles playing throughout the day and stuff. So we're real, real excited. So now, Blue, are you all set for the upcoming Thanksgiving holiday? Are you all set?
I'm not quite there yet, but I'm you know, I got things working. I'm working on a few things.
Now,
officially,
I have to ask you, like we've asked our entire panel, host, of course. What does Thanksgiving mean to you, Blue?
Thanksgiving means to me family. Thanksgiving means thanks, love, appreciation, coming together and just celebrating each other and, you know, enjoying some great food as well. Everybody's there to communicate, talk, and chatter and laugh. Thanksgiving is a good time and great memories and making more memories.
All right. Blue, DivineEnergyCandles.com. We just love it. So we'll be checking in with you, and we'll be thinking about all these wonderful candle scents as we are making these big, big dinners next week. Wow.
They're great centerpieces. Candles are great centerpieces.
Oh, you're right. They are. Amazing.
Yes.
So great stuff. Mm-hmm. Listen, we've got a big, big show ahead. Oh, Lordy. We've got a great big show still coming up in about another 15 minutes or so. We've got Kokai, who's going to help everybody get set up on the Obamacare and the health concerns, health insurance concerns and all of that we should know about. What we don't know about, he's here to tell us. So coming up at about another 15 minutes or so right here, you don't have to change the county, don't have to do anything. We're going to talk about community. You guys know the Hair Radio Morning Show is about hair, beauty, and community. And I guess I should just take a moment, Blue Michael Hopkins, to tell everybody that this week what's happening. First of all, you guys need to go over to the Hair Radio online community. It's free to become a member at www.hairadio.com. The reason I mention that is because we have put the schedule there for you to see. The entire schedule for the entire week, every minute, all of our guests. You'll find them right there. So when you go to the hairradio.com site, click on the blue button, and it'll take you to the list of group pages. And at the very top is the Hair Radio Morning Show page, and that's where it's posted. So really good stuff. So is that not fantastic? Coming up in just a few minutes, as we've been announcing here on the show, Kokai returns, and we can't wait to talk with him about this health insurance and Obamacare and all of that, which to me has largely been a little bit of a challenge for me to understand, but you guys out there, he'll help to straighten out me, and if you have any questions on this, I think he's going to set us straight. And Michael Hopkins, you're going to stick around for that. So we're going to have, I know you have some military to talk to him about as well. It's just been a crazy, we've been very, very busy here, Blue. So we're going to talk to you.
Busy is wonderful.
Yeah, that is. Now, before we go, I want to check in with you on the weather down there. Is Florida, are you all completely back on track in Jacksonville area and everything is good? What's going on down there?
I would say yesterday we woke up to like 41, 42. Today today is about 67 today. Sun's not out yet, but it's beautiful. Feels great out there today. So we're going to have a great day.
Okay.
True. Absolutely. Absolutely.
Yeah, well, this is why your candles are so important. Setting the mood, the right mood is what it's all about.
Yes.
And ambiance. That's what I think about when I think about your luxury candle line, you know, Divine Energy, because it's about ambiance and all of
that. Yes, ambiance.
So, yes, we love that.
I like that. Ambiance.
Yeah, am I right? Well, listen, we've been having we always have a great show each day. And folks tune in, and I get little messages and things, and my family, they're calling, well, I'm going to listen on Wednesday. I'm going to listen on this. I'm going to listen on that. It's an exciting week this week. So, yes, I've posted it already in the online community that you can easily go there and then click on the group page for the Hair Radio Morning Show. You'll find it there. Under that, Michael's page, he has a group page there for Vet Talk Radio. And we've got established Divine Energy Candles needs a group page there, too. So I'm going to get with Miss Blue over these next few days or maybe the holiday week. And we will set up Divine Energy because you need your page right there as well. So listen, we just appreciate you. We adore you here, as you know, and just so many wonderful things going on. So Blue, thank you so much.
Thank you so much.
Always. Yeah, good job. So DivineEnergyCandles.com. This is the time to shop. Do not wait for the Black Friday or Green Saturday or whatever all that
or whatever they call it.
Now.
Oh yeah,
exactly. Shop now. That's what we want you to do. Okay, so listen, I want to take a little bit of a commercial break. Let's grab some coffee, you know. And did I say coffee? My
coffee.
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 New York style.
Coffee.
So do that. Yes. And let's take a little bit of a break. We'll be right back with a whole lot more of the Hair Radio Morning Show and so much more today. So stay with us. We'll be right back. Divine Energy Candles. Blue was great.
Buy your favorite scented candles at Divine Energy Luxury Candles. I'm Carrie Hines. Divine Energy Luxury Candles create an unmatchable ambiance and can immediately enhance your mood. They offer an array of original scents made with coconut soy, hand-poured love. Fill your home and soothe your senses today. Order from DivineEnergyCandles.com.
Join the Hair Radio online community. It's free to be a member. It's social media for the hair and beauty industry. Great space for entrepreneurs to meet new customers, network with new friends, upload pictures, make, like, read, and share posts about hair, beauty, and business, and more. Go to HRmember.com to sign up.
As women, it seems like we carry the weight of the world on our shoulders, and that weight is directly balanced between your 2 feet. And with this balancing act, who do you think is suffering? It's not the kids. It's your feet. While running errands, paying bills, or dodging traffic, you could be ruining your feet. Wearing the wrong shoes for the wrong period of time can cause more damage than you think. Hammer toe and bunions are the leading deformities in black women, and Dr. Yolanda Raglan is the first black and only female podiatrist with practices dedicated solely to the correction of these type of deformities. So let this black girl do some magic and fix your feet. For more information, visit fixyourfeet.com. Providing medically necessary surgery with a cosmetic result.
You're listening to the Hair Radio Morning Show. I'm Carrie Hines. Now with me, I have a very, very special guest. We're talking about industry superstar and legend, an absolute legend in the hair and beauty industry, the one and only Mr. Bernard Bronner. Welcome to the Hair Radio Morning Show. It's your first time joining us.
And it's such a pleasure to join you.
Thank you. So now hold it. Let's jump on in. And I have to tell everybody, you guys are hearing some of the wonderful background sounds here in New York City because we are actually out and about. Just had a wonderful opportunity to sit in one of our favorite new places here in Manhattan. So, Bernard, though, I want to talk about Bronner Brothers. Let's just kind of bring everybody up to speed. Now, you guys, of course, we're looking ahead to what's next for Bronner Brothers. Can you speak to that a little bit?
Yes. This is year 75 for us, and we do several things as a company. The number one is we make products. We make the BB family of products, which is Tropical Roots, African Royale, and just BB products. Then we do the world's largest multicultural hair show every 6 months. And I also, on the side, do Upscale Magazine, which is one of the few magazines. It's only Upscale and Essence now that are on nationwide newsstands. So Upscale is 31 years old now, and due to COVID, we had to postponing of issues, but we are now back on the newsstands all over the country, and we look for a great year for 2022.
Wonderful. Now, talking about the amazing Upscale magazine, as you just so clearly pointed out, what's one of the biggest things that you want the message to be about Upscale and reaching out to the community?
Well, I'm second generation Bronner Brothers, and the first generation, my daddy always felt like, he always used to say that a community is no better than the people in it. So he did all kinds of things to help develop the people in the community. And as a second-generation leader, I've taken that even further, and I love helping the community. One of my pet things is creating jobs. I've always felt like that is the worst thing can happen, a person lose their job. I've always said that once you lose your job, you next will lose your house. Then they'll come take the car. Then the family will leave you, the kids will leave you, and if you can't even afford to feed the dog walks away. So
wow.
you don't wanna have to be in a situation where you have no financial income coming in. So I have always loved providing jobs and helping people become entrepreneurs and finding that they can it's just a joy in helping people. So that's one of the missions that I have now is, like I say, I want to be known as a person who understands what our community needs and gives it to them. And like I say, my number one thing is providing jobs.
That means so much right now. I mean, you know, we're coming out of this period, let me just put it that way. We're forging ahead with amazing new opportunities. I see so much on the horizon for Bronner Brothers, for Bernard Bronner, and all that you're doing. And I'm just very excited. And I'm going to announce this. I'm going to just go ahead and put this out. We are launching Upscale Magazine Radio. And you heard it right here, folks. What can you tell us, Bernard? What do you think this is going to be about?
I think it's wonderful. So we're going to be working together and launching for 2022 Upscale Radio. And it will have a lot of hair radio interviews and a lot of hair radio, hair celebrities.
Exactly.
And it's going to be just awesome for 2022.
Awesome. Can't be any better than that. Now, I just want to say this, Bernard, and I appreciate you taking the time. We never have a whole bunch of his time because you're a very, very busy man, and I so appreciate this in-person meeting, which we do so rarely here on the Hair Radio Morning Show. But what can you leave us with today? What words, like you inspired me as you, you know, I said this off air, I said it on air. Bronner Brothers certainly has led the way. None of us really would be here. You know, you guys are a big part of the whole entire black hair industry. But what kind of advice or inspirational words you can leave us with today on the Hair Radio Morning Show?
Well, the biggest thing is we have all survived 2020, which means we are now tough and we can survive any and everything. So now that we've got all of the experience and have lived through a pandemic, we're tough. And I know Bronner Brothers and Bernard Bronner, we are going to show out for 2022 because we ready now.
All right. Yes. On that note, I want to thank you so much for being with us, and we look forward to all that you guys are going to be bringing to the table, as always. The one and only Bernard Bronner from Bronner Brothers. Who in the world doesn't know Bronner Brothers? Thanks so much, Bernard, for being with us.
You're welcome.
All right, folks, keep it right here. We've got a whole lot more of the Hair Radio Morning Show to go. Stay with us.
Hi, everybody. This is Queen Tree, and I'm shouting out the Hair Radio Show with Terry
Crystal Jones Vaughn of Assuage Hair and Body, and I love the Hair Radio Show.
Hello, everybody. I'm Valerie from Validate Your Beauty. I am giving a shout-out to the Hair Radio Morning Show, Carrie Hines.
It's time to rise and shine with the Hair Radio Morning Show with Carrie Hines.
All right. Thank you, Purple Barbie. It is Tuesday morning, November 15th of 2022. It is our show number 786. Let me just repeat that a time or two. It's our show number 786 as we've been broadcasting live. And I'm in Brooklyn, New York. It's about 8:02 if you're in the Eastern time zone, shouting out everybody. And I gotta take a moment to shout out our Canadian following at Hair Radio Canada, which is led by the incredible Samantha, who runs the Black Beauty Cultural Association up there in Nova Scotia. So just very proud of everything that you do, and we know you guys are an hour ahead. So back here in Brooklyn, again, I got to bring back to the line my co-host for the day, who's kind of pitch-hitting a little bit, Michael Hopkins, who is the Vet Talk radio show. He'll be coming up in about 30 minutes to talk to you guys directly about what's happening through his Vet Talk radio show today. So, Michael, we're going to be talking to you a little bit about that in just a few minutes as well. But first, I want to kind of bring to the line a gentleman who's been with us several times. And I don't know if you remember, Kokai's last appearance on the show was back, the first of the month, which was the first day of his enrollment. I believe he's going to explain all about that. I want to take a moment and bring to the line Kokai, who I'm going to take a stab at his last name. I always say Olushola, but Olushola, but I'm going to have Kokai. Kokai, can you just pronounce your name for us a good one time here this morning? Good morning to you. Yeah, give us your name.
Good morning. My name is Kokai Olushola.
Well, you know what? I got it right then.
Yes.
I think I got it right for the first time. So listen, you're on with Michael. You're on with me. We are kind of, you know, we want folks to know all about the registration process and all of that, and Obamacare and getting everybody together, and particularly the seniors, some of our other communities. I know Michael wants to weigh in on the military front. But first, Kokai, this is, you've been with us a few times. You're getting to be a kind of a regular here on the show.
So true.
So true. Yes, knowledge is power.
It is.
Yes.
So we're going to have you get right up on your microphone there, Kokai, so we can hear you nice and loudly there. I want to take a moment. I have a clip. I think I have that ready because this is kind of how we kind of led on in when you were here just recently. So I think it's really, really interesting. And I think it's a little bit of what you had to kind of say. But first, Kokai, now where, before we get to that, where exactly are you based out of? Remind everybody.
Well, I'm from the hot ATL, and it is hot this morning. I woke up sweat.
Well, hold it. It's warm. See, we were just talking with folks down in Florida, and they were like, it's a little cooler. So where you are in Georgia is actually a little bit warmer today?
Well, yes. Yeah, so it was shocking that Monday the freeze came with everybody, and everybody had to, you know, if they had a vehicle, had to put air in their tires. It was below freezing. I think it went down to 28 degrees or something of that nature. And then it warmed back up the next. Then you put on your long johns and all the things that you need, and then you're burning up the next year.
Wow. Well, you need them up in New York. Right? And well, Michael, you're in beautiful Spotsylvania, Virginia. You don't know what we're talking about in the cold weather. But no, I'm a little weird, and I'm in Brooklyn, New York. As you guys know, it's a little chilly here. But listen, that kind of leads us into this talk about that when you think about cold weather and all of that and winter and fall and all that, it kind of leads into the discussion about health. So this is what Kokai had to say on his second appearance, and it'll tell you a little bit more. And then we're going to let Kokai take it live with all of that from there. Kokai, here was your second appearance, a quick clip. That's about 2 minutes long. Take a listen. Please tell us a little bit more about this whole thing, and how did you get into becoming a big advisor in this area? So break it on down for us.
Okay. Well, I became an advisor because I'm passionate about people, you know, and serving of others, and which is important, you know, God sometimes give you, you know, certain skill sets, and then, you know, you got to be able to pass it on. That's my gratification, to be able to pass it on for folks that are in need. And one thing about the affordable health care, you know, it's not something I just talk about or recommend. It's something I use myself, you know. And we all put ourselves in that situation where, you know, the cost of health insurance on your own outside of an employer is not affordable for the average person, you know. The average monthly premium could be anywhere from $400 to $600 a month, or even greater. It depends. If it's a family of two, it could be $800 a month, and it's not obtainable. So when Obamacare first came out, I believe in 2014, it wasn't affordable. Most people got on it; they couldn't, and then the premiums were maybe around, even with Obamacare. At that time,
the Affordable Care Act was Affordable Care Act was unaffordable.
It was unaffordable. Most people couldn't maintain it, so they would get on it in the initial thing because the government would assist you. You know, and the thing was, they didn't ask any health questions. So a lot of people that had health pre-existing health conditions, a lot of health insurance companies don't like to take high risk. You know, if you already got something, they don't want to insure you, you know, or they're going to charge so much that you can't afford it, you know. So that was discriminated against a lot of people. So he made it where there's no health question. So anybody can get on it, no matter what that, you know. So that was the first thing that, you know, breakthrough. However, the cost was still in the beginning. It was not affordable. So, you know, I remember one year I tried to get on Obamacare when it first came out. And it was like $500 to $600. First 3 months, 4 months, and then after that, it became tough to try to keep coming up with that premium when you got other bills to pay. So a lot of people wind up dropping it, you know. And so what happened since then, when COVID-19 came out within 2019, President Biden added the Affordable Care Act, added additional monies for additional monies for the Affordable Care Act. So the one that he came out with was recently, back in April, was the Inflation Reduction Act. I think that was passed in last April. It's for $1.9 trillion. That was given to Medicare for those seniors, and then it was given toward people on Obamacare. And so what that does is it gives you a tax credit, so that reduces the premium or eliminates the premium for those in certain income brackets. So because of COVID-19 and there was a lot of folks that were not able to go to the doctor and things of that nature, he wanted to make sure that everybody that was, you know, basically middle class or lower middle class were able to be able to afford insurance. So he extended it to cover, you know, small businesses, because there's a lot of independent black owners, minority owners of businesses that was in the same boat. That you know, they're independent, they're not under any particular individual, but they couldn't afford the insurance, not only for themselves but the employees too. So he extended it to where, you know, he raised the income limit. So a person that owns a dentist office and got less than 20 employees or so can still possibly qualify for the Affordable Care Act.
All right. We're back live. You guys just heard a clip. Now, that was from Kokai's second appearance on our show here on the Hair Radio Morning Show back on the 1st of November of this year. So talking about the Affordable Care Act and all of that. Let me just bring back to the line. First, Michael Hawkins, my wonderful colleague here on the Hair Radio Morning Show and co-host. Okay, Michael, we've got you there on mic now. All right. Also bring into the line our guest today. You guys just heard a clip again from his second appearance. So now he's live. And Kokai, we're going to have you kind of pick it up where the piece left off about the Affordable Care Act and not so affordable. Is this, how does this make any sense? And can you just kind of bring us up a little bit on that and talk to that point, if you would. And again, welcome to the show.
I greatly appreciate it. And hello, everybody. I'm glad to be on your show.
Thank you.
So I left off with the Affordable Care Act. And, you know, that is very crucial. That will be continuously open enrollment until January 15th. But I wanted to transfer to the SEEP, the Medicare Advantage plan, because they have open enrollment also concurring, but their open enrollment will end on December 7th. So there are seniors out there that are receiving their Social Security benefits, and one of the things that they qualify once you retire is called Medicare. And Medicare has two parts. Part A, which is your hospital, anything you get done in a hospital is the Part A, and Part B is your doctor visits. But your Part B has to, just like you, if you had insurance on the job, you have to help pay for it. Well, Social Security has where they take at least $170 out of everyone's Social Security check if they register for the Part B. That's optional. You don't have to have Part B. But if you don't get it within the time period that you qualify, within 6 months of your 65th birthday, there will be a lifetime penalty that will be a 1% additional. So you want to make sure that, you know, because you're going to have to see a doctor, you want to make sure that you register that for that. But most seniors that are coming into their 65th, 3 months before your 65th birthday, you can start registering for your Social Security benefit to receive Medicare. Mm-hmm. And so the part what I want to talk about, everybody see on TV and hear about, is the Medicare Advantage plans, which is your Part C. So basically, the federal government has the original Medicare, Part A and Part B. That's the Medicare card that you get from the Social Security Department. And then your Part C is through a private insurer. So your private insurer is the ones that are offering all the great benefits that you hear on TV, the zero premium, the over-the-counter drug allowance, which they call the Flex Card, is up to $175 per quarter. That can pay for healthy food, that can pay for utilities. It's basically one card. You get it every quarter from your insurance company, but you have to call and register for it. They don't give that out automatically. You have, whether you're with a carrier such as Humana, Aetna, WellCare, United Healthcare, you know, either Anthem, Blue Cross Blue Shield, all of them offer the same type of plan. Then the other thing that the seniors have that are very familiar with is they call it the Silver Sneakers. So the Silver Sneakers allows the seniors to participate in any gym across the country that that participate in the program, and they can register, you know, free of charge, where they can, you know, exercise and get their, you know, get their health on at no cost. And so, and then one other program that a lot of people hear about is the buyback, the Part B buyback. So there's a lot of seniors that are on fixed income. Matter of fact, the Social Security was only supposed to be part of your retirement, but for a lot of seniors, that's their only income.
Right.
So the Part is designed to give back, and that gets into, it depends on the senior. You know, instead of $170, you might have up to $100 that the insurance company will deduct from your Social Security check. So instead of paying $170, you might only have to pay $70 or something like that a month for your Part B premium. You know, so that's very popular, especially among vets, that already have a VA insurance and don't need all of the Medicare benefits.
Well, speaking of the vets, Michael Hopkins has been standing by as well to lead on in with some questions regarding his, I call his constituency, his fan base out there. He's the our king of claims here, and his Vet Talk radio show comes up in just a few minutes. So, Michael, go ahead, ask your question, and we're going to send you off to get ready for your 8:30 show this morning.
Wow.
So go right ahead. Michael Hopkins.
Wow. You know, Kokai, you touched on a very good point when you're talking about veterans and the Social Security and the Part A, the Part B, and that. And that's what I'm going through right now as a senior. And it gets a little confusing at times. And you just broke some things down to me that I was wondering about. And I have been seeing, and I think you said it, I forgot exactly what you called it, but it has something to do with the card that you can get, and it's like for food, and I've been seeing that.
Yeah,
the Flex card. Okay, great. And it was another thing that you said, especially for us that go to the VA hospital, we use the healthcare system. It can get confusing. It really can, because I'm at that point. I am in the Social Security system. I'm in the Medicare system, both myself and my wife. But it seems like every year you get bombarded by all these different plans, and they want you to change this, do that. How about this? Now, how do you combat all of that stuff? Because it seems like you can't turn it off. People call, and how do you combat that?
Well, knowledge is power. So the more knowledge you have, the better. And there are ways that you can educate yourself through calling the security department. They have, plain and simple, Medicare 101 pamphlets. You can call the the Medicare office that controls the Medicare system, they gladly give seminars, or they have coaches free of charge that is not part of an insurance company that easily give you advice on just the basics. So you'll be able to distinguish whether they're just trying to, you know, get a commission off of you, or are they really trying to help.
You know? Right. Because I remember in the mail I got something, and I think, matter of fact, I had participated in it last year with the prescriptions and how you can get reduced payment for the prescriptions, and it actually works out great between private, going to my private doctors and going to the VA. I mean, it works out great. It really does. But you're so very informative, and it's so important, not only just for veterans that are seniors, but for seniors in general.
That's right.
But,
exactly.
Yeah, it's very informative.
Okay.
And I appreciate you being here.
Yes, and so do I, Michael. Kokai Oshola is our guest today. Kokai, tell everybody a little bit, just remind everybody about your company and also how they can connect with you in case they have some questions and things like that. You are the man to go to on this, so please tell us a little bit more how they can connect. And I also say this, Kokai, you need to sign up on the Hair Radio online community. It is free. Go to hairradio.com. Again, it's hairradio.com. And click on the members tab. And just sign up. It's free. Doesn't cost a dime. So people can connect with you right through the Hair Radio online community, where we already have folks standing by. So please do that. Okay, we're going to make sure that if you're on our show, you need to be connected there. And we later, after we wrap a little bit later today, we're going to catch up with you to do something special for the folks who visit the online radio community. We want them to read more about what you're talking about today. So we put special articles over there, special Q&As that we can kind of explore a little bit more, and we have more time to do that over at the Hair Radio online community. We put videos there. We even put this radio show there. So please go to hairadio.com. It only has one R in the middle of that, and set yourself up there if you have not done so already. It allows you to follow folks. They can follow you. They can friend you. You can have discussions going on. It's an entire community for all the hair and beauty radio people and all the guests and all of that wonderful good stuff. How does that sound, Mr. Kokai?
Oh, it sounds great.
Yeah. So in addition,
get off the call. I would definitely do that.
Oh, that's going to be awesome. But in addition to ourhairradio.com, go ahead, tell everybody how they can reach out to your business as well.
Okay, my business is called Pro Insurance Advice. That's Pro Insurance Advice. You just put that in your browser, and it will connect you with our website. If you have a special request, I do any and every type of insurance that you can imagine, commercial as well as personal lines. You just let me know what your needs are, and I can connect you with the right resources that can help you or your business.
Okay. Kokai, always great to have you with us. We're going to have you kind of hang out with us for a bit. We'll take a little bit of a commercial break. We'll be right back with some last words on you guys getting yourself set up for this health insurance. And our guest today, Kokai Oshola. How's that, Kokai? I did real well.
Yes.
Okay. Well, listen, folks, stay with us. We've got a lot more to get to this morning on the Hair Radio Morning Show. Here's Cammie Love and her book.
Good morning, everybody. I am Cammie Love, kid entrepreneur, and I made a book about children's hygiene and hygiene in general and kids going to the hair salon. You should buy my book, and I encourage you to buy my book because It is inspiring to young child authors, and it is inspiring to young girls and young boys and young children.
That's 11-year-old author Cami Love and her book, Cami Spa Party. It's on sale today at Amazon. Pick up this amazing book for young minds, Cami Spa Party.
This is Queen Treat, and I'm shouting out the Hair Radio Show with Terry Hunt.
Crystal Jones Vaughn of Asway's Hair and Body, and I love the Hair Radio Show.
Hello, everybody. I'm Valerie from Validate Your Beauty. I am giving a shout out to the Hair Radio Morning Show, Terry Hines.
Terry Hines, yes. Today is Tuesday, November 15th of 2022. I'm with Michael Hopkins. He's in Virginia. I'm in Brooklyn. And our special guest today, Kokai Olushola, who's been helping us to kind of navigate this Obamacare and get folks set up. Kokai, before we send you off, any last words that you can share with everybody about how important it is to register and all of that, and tell them what they need to do?
Well, this is open enrollment for any and everybody, you know, whether you are with an employer or whether you are independent. This is the time. Your health is your wealth. So you do need during this time period to look into an insurance plan, especially when the government is willing to subsidize it. So look into this plan, whether it's Obamacare or if you're a senior, look into your Medicare plan and take advantage of the benefits that are out there that can reduce or eliminate your monthly premium.
Wow. On that note, I don't know what else to say. So great job. Great job. I have to say, Kokai, you did an awesome job today. Michael Hopkins, great filling in on the co-host front today. Awesome job for everybody. So right now we're about to turn it over to the incredible Michael Hopkins. I think I'll just get on a quick, just a little something of a little music break, and then we'll go ahead and jump on in with Michael Hopkins. So folks, stay with us. Here's Sunshine Anderson. You guys know her. We love this song. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Baby, let me explain to you what I'm saying.
What you saying?
It's not even like that.
It wasn't like that, but I saw you.
Baby, I don't love her.
You don't love me? You know what? I don't even want
to
talk.
She don't mean nothing to me.
I don't want
to
see your face.
She was just telling me.
I just want to see you walking through that
baby,
door.
Baby,
ain't nothing else to
why
say.
Why we gotta do it like this? Baby. Damn.
Come home late. It seems you barely beat the sun. Tapping my shoulder. Thinking you gon' get you some. Smelling like some fragrance that I don't even wear. So if you want some loving, I suggest you go.
See, I heard it all before.
Let me explain.
up now, live. It's Vet Talk Radio Show with host Michael Hopkins, executive producer Carrie Hines, and Michael's Angels panel, Nicole, Noor, and Katrina. The Vet Talk Radio Show with Michael Hopkins is all about helping veterans in need. Stay tuned.
All right. Wow. Okay, time to bring to the line Michael Hopkins. It is November 15th of 2022. We're live this morning. It's our show number 780. Well, it's Michael's show. Now, let me turn it on right, Michael Hopkins. It's your show number 9 today in the second season of the Vet Talk Radio Show. So I'm Carrie Hines out of Brooklyn. Michael, I want to salute to all the veterans who just had a big celebration in the last several days with Veterans Day and all of that wonderful good stuff. Good morning to you, and a big salute to all the veterans. We love you, and we appreciate your service. So, Michael, happy Tuesday.
Yes, it is. Happy Tuesday.
Okay. I know you got some things on tap, but first today, this is a little bit of a special show. And this is where the lines kind of blur a little bit with the Hair Radio Morning Show, because we have a very special interview coming up with Michael and myself in just a bit. You don't want to miss it. There's some new stuff there that you don't know. So that'll be coming up in a few minutes. But Michael, first, I'm going to talk a little bit real quickly about this special, how you spent the holiday, and did you have time to catch up with the veterans, your vet pals and all of that out there?
Oh, yes, most definitely. Yeah, it definitely Friday, the whole weekend was so special. You know, I got to just celebrate Veterans Day with a lot of my veteran brothers and sisters. And it just, you know, Kara, it's just so enjoyable because once a year, it's like family, like when you have a family reunion. And once a year, this is what we as veterans get to do. It doesn't matter what branch you're in, when you served. It doesn't matter. We're just all veterans. Yeah. And, you know, I met a gentleman that was in the Air Force, and we were sitting at a restaurant. And him and I got to talking. And before you know it, he was sitting down at the table with my wife and myself. And we had a great conversation. Just as two veterans. I mean, beautiful stuff. Beautiful stuff.
Wow. Well, I'm always happy to hear, Michael. I really am. We did a whole lot last week. I don't know if you guys heard. But Michael was the big star here at the Hair Radio Morning Show, and all of our veterans, all of you guys. We did a whole bunch of talk on the Hair Radio Morning Show side, and we were just happy to do so. We played a lot of wonderful things and just had a big conversation out there that supported the veterans, and we wanted to really pay attention to them and to all of you guys. But unlike the regular media that's out there, like television and all that kind of stuff, we are here every week. We're here every day, essentially. But it's important to us to, you know, and Michael, of course, this is the passion that Michael has and why we call him the King of Claims. So, Michael, the last show, yes. And also, I want to just remind the vets, they need to kind of connect with you, Michael. So remind everybody, please get yourselves on the Hair Radio online community. It's free and easy. So, Michael, you can follow the Vet Talk Radio page, which is there. So it's go to www. I hope you're writing this down. Go to www.hairadio.com and then click on the wonderful members tab and sign yourself up. And then you can see Michael's wonderful group page there. Michael, we're gonna do a little bit of this, play this wonderful wonderful clip that you did, which was just awesome. And I really have to say, it really meant a lot to have you on our Hair Radio Morning Show.
Oh, yes,
Carrie. Thank you so much.
I love it. I you know, like I always tell you, this format that we have and just reaching out to veterans, is just something that, you know, there's no price you can put on it. My wife had to stop me yesterday. I was in a restaurant, and I wound up doing the Hair Radio morning show with Vet Talk Radio in the middle place.
Oh,
I mean,
wow.
I was doing the show. I didn't even realize it. It was like I had a following of people, and I just started talking about the claims process to one guy. And when I looked up again, I had people around me, and they were just like, tell us more. You mean I can do that? You mean that's all I had to do? And it became like a question and answer session. And I was educating people on the claims process. And I have
Michael,
to thank for all that.
We're going to let this roll, and then we're going to try to squeeze in some more talk in the other. And this was Michael in my recent interview. You'll learn a lot more about Michael. Stay tuned. Thank you, guys. And we're working on all new claim shows that we'll have for you start next week. So stay with us. All right. You're listening to the all-new Hair Radio Morning Show. I'm Carrie Hines. Now, I have a very, very special guest joining us right now. You guys already know him. He's one of our daily co-hosts right here on the Hair Radio Morning Show, but he also has gained a great deal of prominence as the host and one of the creators of the Vet Talk Radio Show. He is the man in front of the mic and behind the scenes. We're talking about the king of claims, the one and only Mr. Michael Hopkins. Good morning again, Michael.
Good morning, Carrie Hines. Good morning from, and all our fans, family, beautiful downtown Spotsylvania. Oh, yeah.
Yes, we want to welcome everybody, as always. Michael, speaking of which, you have your fan base is amazing. The fans of the Vet Talk Radio Show have gotten to know you very, very well. And we're going to kind of peel back a layer or two and talk a little bit about your success on both the Vet Talk Radio Show and doing double duty right here on the Hair Radio Morning Show as well. So first, let's kind of dive on in. I think it would be nice to either introduce the real Michael Hopkins to the folks out there, and or also give them some insight into what they, some things that they may not have learned about you. So
Plan to me, Karen.
Yeah, I think that would be really nice. So first, I want to kind of jump on in. Now, you are, even though we say beautiful Spotsylvania, Virginia, every show and every time we talk, pretty much you're on the show, but you're actually from the city of brotherly love. So
Born
in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. And,
so true.
Yeah, what would you like us to know about your early years and time in Philadelphia?
Well, Karen. I mean, it was a great time in my life growing up back in Philly. And, even though we lived in the city, but we had so much love, for the neighbors. And it was just an era and a time where you knew your neighbors. I knew just about all my neighbors on the block as a little kid. And I had friends of mine, and the thing about it now, that's been so many years ago, I still communicate with a lot of the guys I grew up with way back when. And it's such a good feeling because, a lot of people don't have that nowadays. But back in Philly, the cheese steaks, we used to have block parties. And just the fun of growing up, being a kid back in the time when I was a kid, man, it was just fun. And I enjoyed it. And I miss it sometimes, that era. And a lot of the kids I grew up with, we talk about stuff like that. One of my buddies of mine, we believe it's kind of ironic, but him and I used to play with, like, the G.I. Joes, the action figures back then. And ironically, I went in the Army. It was so,
well, that,
you know,
that might have had some influence on you.
Yeah, so true. I think it had a lot of influence on me.
Yeah.
And believe it or not, Carrie, I just got another kind of funny thing. I was on looking at on eBay, and I just happened to go on there. And when I was growing up, way back when, I used to have the little Tonka toys, little Tonka trucks and dump trucks and all this kind of stuff. And, you know, as you get older, you outgrow that stuff and married, kids, you do all that. Now that I'm older, all of a sudden, I got this bright idea that I wanted to start collecting those toys. And I started doing that, and I have so many of those things. I had to put them in storage. I have so many of them. I literally had to get a storage bin.
You had to get a storage bin. So I know Mrs. Michael Hopkins has a lot to say about that.
It kind of started out one thing, Carrie, but my wife kind of drew a line when all the stuff in our bedroom was getting ready to fall on top of her. She kind of said, you know what? It's either you do something with these things or I'm going to do something with these toys.
and her thing, you might not see them again.
Something like that, yeah.
I hear you. Well, listen, I want to kind of jump on in because, you know, these early beginnings help to kind of shape, you know, the process, the mindset that would serve you well, literally, a man in the army. So before we get there, a little bit more on Philadelphia, and I'm from Philadelphia. I'm raising my hand. I'm also a Philadelphian, not too far from Michael, as a matter of fact.
Yeah, that's quite true.
What, and I agree with you. The folks, we stay in touch, and I do want to say thanks to social media, which has enabled that process. It's made it a little easier to do so. You know, being from the big city, now you're in a part of Virginia that's the northern part. It's not such a big city like Philadelphia. How did you adjust to that area? Was it a big adjustment? Did you have to make a big adjustment with the family? How was that?
Well, Carrie, just being in this area, it's a slower pace. And yes, we had to make some adjustment. You come from a large city, and then, you know, for a time we lived in Maryland for a long time, but we lived, even though we lived in Maryland, we still had ties to D.C. because we worked in D.C., my wife and I, and we traveled to D.C. So D.C., you know, to me, it's sort of like Philadelphia. It's the big city, and you're used to the sound, the noise, the smells, the subway, bus. You're used to all that stuff if you live in a big city. Well, when we moved down here, Carrie, there are no subways. There's no big hustle and bustle. Yeah, it's traffic because, you know, the population is growing, but it's still kind of rural. You know, perfect example, one of my neighbors has chickens in the yard, a rooster and chickens, and I hear the rooster at 6 in the morning. That's something that, you know, it's kind of mind-boggling when you think about it. I'm a city boy, just like you. The only chickens we saw, the market. You know, that was it.
I
didn't
see
live
on my
chickens. Yeah, that's it. Yeah, that's the only chickens we knew about. But down here, I live in such a rural area. If I go a little bit further from where I live, I'll see cows, literally. I could go 5 minutes away from my house, and there's a farm, you know, right in the middle of Spotsylvania. There's a farm. And it's a transition. But to me, Carrie, it's such a good transition. I'm pretty much retired as far as things go.
I'm still active in a lot of things, but I'm pretty much from the hustle and bustle of life, I'm retired from that. And it feels good. I enjoy spending time with my wife now, and I tell her that every day. I said, I love spending this time with you. Because
well, Michael, remind everybody, what's your wife's first name? And also, can you tell us a little bit about your family? So you have how many children? And
four
give them
children.
A four?
Oh.
Wow.
Wow, that's yes. Really and nice. my wife, Vinna, that's her name, V-I-N-N-A. And actually,
Vinna, very nice, beautiful name.
It's a very nice, unusual name. And actually, she has ties to Barbados.
Really?
Part of her family is actually in Barbados.
Wow.
And there's one other person that I know of that's from Barbados. That's
well,
a very
the only
famous
one I know
person.
Of is Rihanna.
There it is right there. You got it, Carrie.
That's who I was going to say,
Rihanna. Yep.
I just have ESP, Michael Hopkins.
Yes, you
listen,
do. You are the man.
Listen, I just want to remind everybody, folks, if you've just tuned in, you're listening to the all-new Hair Radio Morning Show. I'm Carrie Hines. Now, I have a very special guest that you have already been introduced to. His name is Michael Hopkins, and he is the host of the Vet Talk Radio Show. But Michael does double duty. He's also one of our co-hosts right here on the Hair Radio Morning Show. And we are so excited to be able to take a little bit extra time with Michael today to talk about his dual roles on the broadcast and also a little bit behind the scenes. What is it like to be in the middle of this new season on the broadcast? Also, the experience of shifting from working with several others when the show launched to a brand new edition of the show now, some of his favorite episodes, and what's next. And also, we've got a few surprises along the way. So this is a very, very special talk today on our broadcast. And it's an honor and it's a pleasure, really. You bring it each day. I have one of my favorite moments with Michael Hopkins on the Vet Talk Radio, of the Vet Talk Radio Show. But he was on, I think you were on the Hair Radio Morning Show one day. And this, we've lost so many rappers in recent times. And I remember there was one rap artist who had passed away in his time and since, you know, that you were on the show. And, Michael, you kind of surprised all of us. We just didn't expect because we're not in the targeted demographic for rap music, per se, of this era.
Pretty much.
And, and so here it is. Michael came in. You were ready. You were more informed than any of us on the panel. And it opened up my eyes that there's a lot more to Michael Hopkins than meets the eye. You tell Michael something that he can't do, and Michael's going to show you that he can. And that is something I learned myself. And so, Michael Hopkins, you have more than earned your rightful place as one of the top members on this network and to your legions of fans that is just growing every day because of your expertise and the wonderful things that you share, the heart that you share on this broadcast every day. And so it is a great privilege to talk to you today. So what does it feel like to hear all that?
It's such an honor, Carrie, and it's humbling to me because when we started last season with VTR, Vet Talk Radio, and it was just I approached you with what I thought may be a good idea for veterans, and you kind of threw me back and you said, you know, that really sounds like a great idea. And we didn't have a name. And I remember this like it was yesterday. And you and I were on the phone talking and we were coming up with this name, that thing. And I think I said something to this, like, well, maybe we could just call it Vet Talk Radio.
Wow.
And it was like, boom. You said, great. I like that idea. And the thing of it is about the whole show and about what we did in the first season, myself and we had the Angels, Katrina, Nurjahan, and Nicole, we just thought this was going to be just a little short little thing we're going to do, say a little something about the veterans, and that was it. But what we didn't realize is that we were under the wing of Carrie Hines. And when you're under the wing of Carrie Hines, Carrie Hines is going to make things happen, and he's going to educate you in the broadcasting world. And that's what you've done for me, Carrie Hines, for all of us. That's what you've done. That's what you did. That's what you continue to do. It's an education process that I love so much, because I'm always, every day on the show, I'm always learning something from you. I'm always in the teacher-student mode. I'm always listening intently and intensely to what you say. And you show us, maybe you should do it this way instead of that way. Or maybe if we do this episode on Vet Talk and we add this and this to it, it'll come out a lot different. And I can say one thing about you, Carrie Hines. You've never led us astray. You never told me anything that's not going to work. You've always done that. And that's why this second season, it just started out with a bang. Not a whisper,
it has. And we're going to definitely talk more about the second season. But I want to go back to that transition that we spoke a little bit about earlier. And how has it been to work? Because you're now working with one of the original producers, Nicole Marie, who started out as one of the Angels, as part of Michael's Angels panel. And to work with now in a totally different capacity and being introduced to the hair and beauty side. And that was the last thing I had imagined when Michael came knocking at our door. So to see this, and first of all, even before I get to know what your experience working with Nicole Marie's been like in this capacity, Michael Hopkins, what has it been like in just being introduced to this wonderful world about hair and beauty and community that we put together every day?
Oh, it's fantastic, Carrie, because this is a world that's new to me. I mean, of course, I have three daughters, Michelle, Simone, and Therese. Those are my three daughters. Those are my three babies. And I love all three of them. So I have a son, Michael Jr. But having daughters and a wife, you know, a lot of times me as a guy is kind of, well, you know, they're doing all this hair stuff and all that. I really don't want to know about it. But as time went on, you sort of, you hear the stuff, you kind of remember different things. But when I came to the hair radio morning show with Carrie Hines, I got an education in the hair industry, the beauty industry. I continue to get an education for, and it's been fantastic. I mean, I have learned things and you know, starting to understand things that for years and years, my time as men, not speaking for all men, I mean myself, I really didn't want to, okay, that's nice. But now,
well, you might have been under that mindset, and that's understandable.
Yeah.
There are social norms that, you know, that only women were interested in hair and beauty, and this is something that is very different that we have kind of opened up
the lid on and explain that, you know, and let me just go back it up a little bit. First, thank you so much for that, Michael. The Hair Radio Morning Show, you know, hair is what we call the proxy. Yes, the show is about hair and beauty, and that is our underlying theme. And I created the Traction Alopecia Foundation CAF. That's all about educating everybody about traction alopecia, and we'll talk a little bit about that down the road. But the show itself, hair is what we talk about, hair and beauty, but we use that as an opportunity, since that seems to be, and it's not just what women and that women are associated with hair. We as guys are also associated with hair. We have barbers on the show. We tend to have conversations in the barbershops just as much as the our counterparts, the women, are having over at the hair salons. So hair is always where we have gathered, whether it's at the barbershop or the salon, to bring together our community to, you know, to share things that are on our minds and all the above. Our broadcast just takes that to a new level each day. That's all. So where you might have come in with preconceived ideas of what you thought hair represented, and in your mind it might have been just as something that women were all about, not realizing that men are just as passionate in our own way about hair, and that is a big part of our overall being as well. So it's something that we can relate to. We have just as many folks out there who are guys, who are barbers and hairstylists as women. So we're excited about that. And I'm glad that you could find something in it that you could bring that real part of yourself to each day. And you do. You do a great job on the show. So how has this been received by your family members? So you mentioned them. So what do they think of you being on the show and being in all of this at this point? Because I guess this wasn't expected of you to be getting into radio. So what does family think about you being a radio star now?
Oh, you know, Carrie, they love it. They actually love it. You know, they're so used to me being dad, and dad always has something going, something, you know, I never sit down for long periods of time. And my girls and my son and my wife, they know this. And they're not used to me sitting in one place, not doing something. They're just not used to that. And, you know, at first when I retired, I kind of, everything was okay. But after a while, you get that burning desire to do something, and I have to act on it. And they just love it. They just love it. You know, getting a chance to listen in to their dad, and they're so proud that dad is doing something to help veterans. That's the number one thing they're so proud of, that their dad is helping other veterans.
And you are helping veterans. We're going to talk about that, because that's really the crux of why you are here and why you're so successful. And that's why you and how you got on the radar of us over at our show. But, Michael, I want to still go back. We still got some uncharted territory here for us to uncover.
Oh, yeah.
There we're going to get into.
Thank you for listening to Vet Talk Radio with Michael Hopkins, produced by Carrie Hines exclusively for Hair Radio. Catch live episodes each Tuesday morning at 8:30 Eastern, 7:30 Central as part of the Hair Radio Morning Show lineup. And each show replays on our very own platform at www.hairradio.com. Saturday afternoons at 1 p.m. Eastern, noon Central. This broadcast is sponsored in part by our friends at fixyourfeet.com. Rugged Evolution, Smooth Black Ink, Stimulating Roots, and our entire sponsorship family. We thank Michael Hopkins and his Angels panel and all of you. Thank you.